Let's bring him out. You're my CEO. Hit it over to right field. Johan Benitez in center field, John Curley. In left field, John Yersinarria. For the infield, starting at first base, Gavin Contesolo. Second baseman, Kevin Sim. The shortstop, Christopher Turay. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. The catcher, Kenny Castillo. And today's shiny pitcher, number 11, Lorenzo Encarnacion. Ladies and gentlemen, this time to honor America and for those who can rise and stand, time now for the playing of our national anthem of the United States of America, flag of the USA above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a couple of words before this game. And the play ball kid here this afternoon, Isabella, take it away.
Play ball!
Sunday afternoon, baseball at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. The series finale between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Oaks. The single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics is in town to take on the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this picture-perfect Sunday afternoon in Visalia, California, as we have California League action here at Valley Strong. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Ports before we get underway. Leading things off for the Ports, number 12, Derek Salem. Batting at the number 2 spot, the designated hitter, number 7, Yeniel LeBoy. At 3rd is the right fielder, Henry Bolte. At 4 is Carlos Franco. He'll be playing catcher. At the 5 spot, Jose Mojica at 1st. Pedro Pineda will be manning center field, wearing number 29. B.J. Cook, the shortstop, at 7th, at wearing number 5. At the 8th spot, Robert Poisson in left field. And then finally, the starting 9 is Angel Arevalo for the Stockton Ports. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide in tonight's ballgame, Lorenzo Encarnacion will take the bump for the Hide. Lorenzo, right-handed pitcher, 0-4 on the season with a 4.89 ERA. And Lorenzo gets ready on the bump, and Stockton gets ready as well, and we are about ready to go here at Valley Strong Ballpark as Derek Salome will step up to the plate, and we will get ready here at Valley Strong Ballpark on this Sunday afternoon. A pleasant day to be calling the game out here in Cal League Baseball. Lorenzo Encarnacion gets ready from the stretch. Salem bats from the right side, the first pitch on the way, and that one misses in the dirt for ball number one. First pitch comes in at 12:06 p.m. local time. As the ball in the dirt moves the count to 1-1 and no strikes. We'll get you the Rawhide defense here in just a moment. The delivery on the way, swung on and missed for Salome. And the count goes to 1-1. So the batteries for today's game, and Encarnacion on the bump. We'll get to you more of his numbers here in just a moment. Catching the balls and strikes today is his catcher number 23, Kenny Castillo. That ball goes in there for strike two, and the count moves 1-2. The Oaks tonight will be wearing the green tops with the green pants, as that one's fouled backwards. So as this Oaks throwback weekend continues to roll on, the Oaks green top with the Oaks across the chest. Meanwhile, the usual home cream pants. The 1-2 delivery on the way hits the left side of the infield, and that one's going to be caught by the third baseman, Cabral. Throw down to first in time. What an athletic play to begin this ball game. Riegelman Cabral looked like it was out of reach, and he just found a way to put the ball in his mitt, spin-a-rama, and throws down to first to Gavin Contesello for the first out of the inning. Christopher Torino is applying the backup there, and look at the beautiful footwork there by Cabral. And just like that, it will bring up Yeniel Lavoy to the plate. Batting 195, fairly choked up on the bat, the delivery on the way. That one misses outside for ball one. Looking at the more of the defense for the Rawhide over at first base, Gavin Contesello wearing 25. He'll be joined by the newcomer Kevin Sim at second. That one's fouled off to the left side. Over on the left side of the infield, Christopher Terrain at shortstop. Riegelman Cabral manning the third base side. Daniel Tenabrio will be out in left. Jack Hurley is in center field. And then finally in right is Johan Benitez. 1-1 pitch on the way. Once again, back-to-back hits go to the left side of the field. And it's going to drop for a base hit. And that is the first of the ball game for the Ports. And a one-out single here for LaBoy to begin the ball game. Rawhide pitching has looked really good, excluding last night's game from Landon Sims, which Sims career high with 5 strikeouts. But entering last night's game, Rawhide starting pitching had combined for 30 strikeouts. Correct, 30 strikeouts from starting pitching. And the pitch goes back over to, or the pickoff attempt goes over to first, where Gavin Contesello will make the grab. Interesting thing is the Rawhide pitchers, the longest the starters have gone, is only 6 complete innings of work. And Cornelacion gets ready for the pitch. The delivery on the way. That one misses upstairs for a ball. 1-1, no strikes, 1 away. The most impressive outing was Friday night's. Yasker Pimentel, 14 strikeouts with no walks and 6 complete innings of work. 1-0 delivery on the way. That one clips the outside corner. The throw over from Castillo goes down to first. Contesillo makes a grab but not applying the tag. And the count is 1-1 with 1 away. So talked about Encarnacion on the year, his longest outing of the season, 6 complete innings of work. Basically the cap for these Rawhide pitchers, according to the D-backs org, as that one goes to the bottom of the corner for strike two. 1-2, 1 away with LaBoy over at first base. A leadoff ground out for Derek Salome here to begin the inning. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one misses upstairs for ball two. 2-2, 1 away. 92-mile-per-hour heater from Encarnacion. Can expect low 90s for his heater. And he gets ready for the upcoming pitch. Encarnacion will look over the shoulder, working from the stretch after LaBoy reached. 2-2 delivery on the way, and that one misses outside for ball three. 3-2. So looking at his last couple outings, no decision out in Modesto on July 30th. And then at home against Inland Empire, he went 5 complete innings of work. Gave up 6 hits. That was the most hits he's allowed since June 30th when the Rawhide were on the road at Rancho Cucamonga. Hit and run set up by the Stockton Ports. And that one's fouled backwards, and the count moves 3-2. Continue looking at Encarnacion. Meanwhile, the manager for Stockton Ports for today, we're number 31, Gregorio Petit, the manager, and he'll be joined by pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna. And Encarnacion will get ready for the 3-2 pitch. Payoff on the way. LaBoy's put in motion. Another hit and run set up as this one's fouled backwards. And the count remains full. Hitting coach for the Ports, Kevin Kuzmanhoff. A guy who spent several years in the majors, including some time with the Texas Rangers. Full count coming up here in just a moment. And before that will happen, the second pickoff attempt of the at-bat. Diving in safely is LaBoy. So no more pickoff attempts. And you got to think, and Encarnacion just doing that to prevent a super large lead by LaBoy. But now he could get a little bit more aggressive because another disengagement would be an automatic base as it would be a balk. 3-2 pitch on the way. Misses high and inside for ball four. And then Encarnacion will give up back-to-back base runners. So that's Henry Bolte to reach. Bolte, the California League Player of the Week, May 1st to May 7th. And just last week, we saw another Cal League Player of the Week in the form of Josh Hood, a guy who had a dominant performance out in Fresno. 7 RBIs for the Modesto Nut. But Henry Bolte, 9 for 18 against who else than the Fresno Grizzlies? Seems like whenever these teams are playing against Fresno, they just find a way to get some sort of impressive performance put together, and that's exactly what Bolte did back in May. Pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one. 0-1 with one away. Carlos Franco will be the fourth batter to face off against Encarnacion here in the inning. One out was the ground out to Derek Salome over to Riquelman Cabral, 5-3 ground out. And now the 1-0 count, 0-1 count. This one's fouled backwards for strike number two. 0-2 here with one away. Stockton in town for the final game of the series. Visalia with their win last night, a 9-8 game, and a game that went back and forth as a result of that victory. The Rawhide ended up taking their third series win of the season, their second against Stockton. 0-2 pitch on the way. This one's lifted into left field. Retreating backwards is Sanabria, and he's underneath that one to make the grab for the second out of the inning. So Sanabria is underneath that one as Carlos Franco lines out. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Jose Mojica, to the plate. So 9-8 victory last night for Visalia. They extend the series now 4-1. And looking to take the series this year as they currently lead it. Upcoming delivery on the way from Encarnacion. First pitch of the at-bat misses inside for a ball. Talking about this series history all year long, Visalia currently leads 9-2. Last year when these two teams met in 2022, Stockton ended up winning the season series 4-2. 1-0, no strikes, 2 away. The delivery on the way from Encarnacion misses upstairs for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. The two losing pitchers this season for the Rawhide whenever they face off against Stockton. One of them was Jacob Steinmetz earlier in the week on Tuesday. 2 balls, no strike, delivery on the way, and stepping off and looking back over to second. So Brock Jones was the other pitcher of record to have a loss here in 2023 against Stockton. And in fact, the Ports winning back-to-back games. They won that series finale back in April and the series opener earlier this week. Pitch goes in there for strike one, 2 balls and a strike with 2 away. Last night, Gunnar Grund got his first win in 2023, improved to 1-1 as he arrives back from the Complex League. Spent some time at Hillsboro as well. But Gunnar Grund getting his first. Meanwhile, Vasquez, his third save of the year. 2 balls and a strike with 2 away, and this one's fouled backwards, and the count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. A game that saw 4 lead changes, 2 leads for Stockton and 2 for Visalia. Stockton jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning, and then Visalia answering back with 2 runs in the first. Stockton adding on 4 in the top of the third, and finally the Oaks kind of running away with it, especially with the solo home run in the 5th inning from Gavin Logan. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Pitch on the way. This one's lifted into left field, going back to the wall. And running out of room is Daniel Sanabria. 3-run home run for Jose Mojica. His 4th home run of the year, and it's a 3-run home run. And the Stockton Ports jump out to the lead in back-to-back nights. It's now 3-0 over the Oaks here in the top of the first inning. Barreled that ball up. Jose Mojica sends that one out to the netting out in left field. And all Daniel Sanabria could do was run towards the wall and look up as that ball had plenty of clearance. And now 3-0 in favor of the Ports. 2 hits compared to the Rawhide Nun, who were scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the first. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound to have his first word with Encarnacion here in the ballgame. Reminder that all mound visits brought to you by the Shawn Team. The Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. So inning continues to roll on here. as they will bring up Pedro Pineda to the plate for the Ports.
Pineda, the batter for the Stockton Ports.
Pedro Pineda from Santo Domingo, North Dominican Republic. Several Santo Domingo natives here in the roster today as that one's lifted into center field. First pitch swinging for Pineda drops in front of the center fielder Jack Hurley. And now back-to-back hits here from Stockton, and this inning continues to roll on. B.J. Cook now will step up to the plate.
Number five, B.J. Cook.
Cook, the middle infielder for the Ports. 3-for-12 here in the series. He does have a run in the series. Cook did play yesterday. In fact, he ended up going 0-for-5, 4 strikeouts. And now a stolen base here for Pineda. Gets there in time. Kevin Sim was the man who applied the tag. But just a little bit late there is Kenny Castillo. A little bit of a disadvantage there as a really nice jump there from first from Pineda. And you see, I mean, a fairly nice jump from Castillo, but such a large lead from Pineda. Ends up getting the bag stolen on Encarnacion. That's the first stolen base of the ball game here for the Ports. Pitch on the way. This one's lifted into left center field. That one's going to drop for a base hit. Rounding third base, Pineda's going to be sent home. And Sanabria will just pick that one up and throw it off to his cutoff man, Kevin Sim. And it's now 4-0 here in the top of the first to begin the afternoon at Valley Strong Ballpark. Lorenzo Encarnacion giving up 4 hits, 4 runs. All 4 of them have been earned here this afternoon. And that one was a little bit low and outside. But nice extension of the arms there from B.J. Cook. Sends it out into left center field. Sanabria, good awareness there, not throwing it home. Keeps Cook at first base, but now it's Robert Poisson for the eighth batter here at the bottom, top of the first inning. Swung on and missed, sent in motion, and that's going to be a stolen base here. B.J. Cook, stolen base, back-to-back stolen bases and back-to-back batters. And Robert Poisson now has an RBI opportunity looking for his ninth of the season. 0-1, two-way, and Encarnacion stares down Poisson, batting 150. With one home run and 8 RBIs, and he bounces that one to home plate. And now running down to third is Cook, and this one's going to sneak on into left field. Rounding third, here comes Cook, and this one's just going to be tossed on in, and it's going to be an E2 against Kenny Castillo, and the Oaks trail 5-0 here in the top of the first inning. Not an ideal way to begin the series finale. A low throw there. Cabral had to kind of scoop that ball out of the ground. 1-1 with two away. This one's fouled backwards off of the body of Castillo. And the count moves to 1-2. And Encarnacion trying to get out of this inning right now. Arevalo waits on deck. Swing and a miss there from Robert Poisson. And that will finally end the inning. That's a middle strikeout. The middle in crust we trust. Lorenzo Encarnacion gives up 4 hits, 5 runs. Nobody left on base. And we head to the bottom of the first inning in Visalia. The Ports lead over the Oaks 5-0. Scheduled to bat when we come back is Jack Hurley, Christopher Tureen, and Kevin Sim. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Trust your business to your local Valley Strong Credit Union. You always have somewhere to turn for payroll, credit, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong.
It's a family fun day at Valley Strong Ballpark. Thanks to our partners at Valley Children's Healthcare. Valley Children's Futures Worth Fighting For. All month long, kids 12 and under can get a free pasture ticket. Thanks to Valley Children's Healthcare. Valley Children's Futures Worth Fighting For. Right now, the Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest and strongest cowbell, is located behind the Cahuilla Hill grandstands, third base side. With more, take it away, Isabella.
Thanks, Brian. We've got Elijah here to ring the cowbell. Let's go ahead and ring.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. We got California League action between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Oaks.
bottom of the first inning, leading off for the Vice Sandy Oaks, making his way to home plate. Center fielder, number 14, Jack Hurley.
Leading things off in the bottom of the first inning, center fielder Jack Hurley. We move to the bottom of the first inning where the Ports lead 5-0. First pitch swinging for Hurley. Lifts this one into left field. That one's going back to the wall, and that one's off the scoreboard. See you later. First single A home run for Jack Hurley. And the Oaks respond here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch, first swing, first run. All ACC 2022 for Jack Hurley. And he's going to touch them all to begin the ballgame for Visalia. Nice swing and a nice hit there. And here is a new home run celebration for the Oaks. The Rawhide Cowboy hat. Get a replay there for Jack Hurley. Elevated fastball. And he drives that one deep into left center field. And just like that, Visalia eliminates a run from the Ports. And Stockton now leads by 4 runs with Christopher Terrine stepping up to the plate. 1-0 delivery on the way, and that one misses outside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. So time to look at the batting order for Visalia. Jack Hurley will lead things off for the Oaks, followed by Christopher Terrine at the 2 spot. Kevin Sim will bat third, and that cleanup is Gavin Logan. This one's lifted high in the field and left field, and that ball's off the Mets. Championship sign in left field. See you later. Back-to-back home runs to begin the bottom of the first inning for the Oaks. Jack Hurley, Christopher Terrine, they'll touch 4 bases, 8 combined total bases here in the bottom of the first inning. And we might have a high-scoring affair here in Visalia on this Sunday afternoon. Christopher Terrine capitalizing on a ball he liked. Get a replay on that one. Inside pitch, and he just turns and burns on that ball and sent it deep out into left field. As I mentioned, when the ball left the yard, hit off the Mets championship sign out in left field. And just like that, it brings up Kevin Sim to the plate. Swung on and missed, and the count goes to 0-1. We'll finish out the batting order here. Gavin Logan bats at cleanup. Johan Benitez at 5. Gavin Contasillo mans first. He'll bat 6th. Pitch misses outside for a ball. Kenny Castillo bats 7th and playing catcher. At 3rd base is Rickelman Cabral batting at 8. And Dunyet Sanabria will round things off for Visalia at the number 9 spot. 1-1 delivery on the way, and that one misses outside for ball 2. Take a look at Jack Hurley in the Oaks dugout. Visalia getting a new home run cowboy hat. It's got the Rawhide logo in the front with cow print underneath that one. Underneath that hat, cow moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hopefully we'll see it again. We saw Kevin Sim with the back-to-back home run. Sure, it's sitting somewhere in that Oaks dugout. If you really are eager to see it right now, you go on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Visalia Rawhide. And one of the pictures is with Julio Carrion wearing it in the dugout. 2-2 pitch on the way. Misses outside ball 3. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just brought to real life at the beginning of this week. And Visalia putting it to work as that one's fouled off to the right side over the Hall of Fame Club out on our right field line. And as that ball goes out of play, that's going to be a Vision Glassworks foul ball. Call 559-747-2000 for a free quote today. 3-2 pitch on the way, and that one's going to hit Kevin Sim in the side. And now 3 straight base runners for Visalia. Not a bad way to respond after giving up 5 runs in the top half of the inning. Kevin Sim hit on a full count. And that's going to bring up the Canadian Gavin Logan to the plate. And now there's going to be a mound visit here from pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna. Shawn Team, full service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. So now that we have a little break in the action, let's look at the infield. Catching the balls and strikes for the Ports today, Carlos Franco, wearing number 18. Over on the first base side will be Jose Mojica. He'll be joined by the Ports second baseman, Angel Arevalo. Meanwhile, on the shortstop side is B.J. Cook. He'll be followed by Derek Salome on the third base side. Robert Pison out in left field. Pedro Pineda in center. And then rounding out the starting nine on defense is Henry Bolte out in right field. We'll see a guy with a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism. You're going to really have to put the ball in the gap if you want to hit it into right center or just down the right field line. First pitch on the way to Gavin Logan. This is inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Gavin Logan yesterday with a solo home run in the fifth inning. The only run scored in that inning by either the Oaks or the Ports, and that one just misses the first base line. And the count moves to one ball and one strike. I mentioned yesterday's home run from Gavin, a ball that hit off of our scoreboard out in right field, right over the Toyota Terrace family deck out in right, just left of the Ports bullpen. One ball, one strike, pitch on the way to Logan, and that one's fouled off to the left side for strike number two. So I mentioned a little bit of the defense, but let's get to know tonight's starting pitcher, Port starter Wander Guante. 1-5 in 2023 with a 5.91 ERA. Comes in at 6'1", 183 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one misses upstairs for ball two. The appeal went down to first base umpire Nathan Hall. We look at some of the numbers here for Guante. 6 games, 1-5 with that ERA. 80 innings so far, 69 strikeouts and 44 walks. And he's still looking for his first out of the ballgame, as this is now the fourth batter to face off against Guante to begin the first inning. Gavin Logan batting .286, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. 2-2 pitch coming up, the delivery, and that one misses outside once again for ball three. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Kevin Sims on first base after getting hit by a pitch in the last at-bat. Johan Benitez awaits on deck for Visalia. Guante holds at the belt, the delivery on the way, swung on and missed. Has a strikeout, throw it in a first, and Kevin Sim is going to be caught stealing, and it's a double play on a strikeout. 2-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. So Kevin Sim caught stealing for the first time in an Oaks uniform. And here comes Johan Benitez to the plate. Benitez batting from the left side, switch hitter for the Oaks. One of two switch hitters we'll see in the Visalia lineup today. Hits it to the left side of the infield, retreating backwards to Salome. Throw down at first is low. Unable to scoop out of the ground is Jose Mojica. And that one's going to be a base runner here for Visalia. We'll see if it will be counted as an error or a base hit. And it's going to be called as an E5. So throwing error against Salome over on the third base side. A little bit of hesitation. Salome kind of, instead of charging at the ball, dribbled back about 5 steps because his toes were on the middle of the edge of the grass on the infield. Ended up going beyond the third base bag. And I don't know if maybe that threw him off a little bit, but a low throw resulting in Jose Mojica having to scoop that ball up, unable to do it. And now the count is 1-0 here to Gavin Contasello. Gavin batting 196 with 12 home runs and 35 RBIs. 1-0 delivery on the way, and this one's skied into right field. Should be playable. Underneath that one is Henry Bolte, and he's underneath that one to make the grab. But Visalia goes back-to-back home runs to begin the bottom half of the first inning. They get 2 hits, 2 runs, and 1 runner left on base, and we are through one inning of work in Visalia, California. Ports lead over the Oaks 5-2. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Oaks Fan Services, where you can buy tickets, sign up for on-field games, and to make your request for many more messages. Oaks Fan Services, thanks to Bottle Beverage Company and Budweiser, the official beer of the Oaks.
Check, check, 1-2. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. The Equity Group brings you the Equity Group Saloon. It's a membership party in the Equity Group Saloon today. Rawhide season ticket holders have enjoyed free food and select drinks in the Equity Group Saloon. This is just one of the several perks of membership with Rawhide. Interested in becoming a season ticket holder and member of the Rawhide family? Visit Rawhide Guest Services located next to left field concessions. Catering for the membership party has been provided by Mama Rita's Kitchen. For info about Mama Rita's Cali Mixed Food Truck and Catering Company, visit them on Facebook at facebook.com/Mama Rita's Kitchen or give them a call at 559 45-68. Again, that's 559, 45-68. Thank you, Mama Rita's Calimex, for catering today's membership party. Lots of fun. Thank you for the food. Top half of the second inning. Now batting second baseman number one, Angel Arevalo.
Welcome back to Oaks Baseball on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the second inning. Angel Arevalo lifts that one into left field, and that one's going to drop for a base hit in front of Daniel Sanabria. And Stockton now sitting at six hits here in the top of the second
third
inning. They got all a hold of Lorenzo Encarnacion in that first inning, including five runs. The Ports had four hits in that top half of the first. And now Derek Salome will bat for the second time today. And now it looks like a balk will be called against Lorenzo. And just like that, that's going to put a runner into scoring position. And now the time never called. It looks like Arevalo is going to advance over to third. And now manager D. Garner is going to have a word with home plate umpire Sabal. So going from first to third, it was a leadoff single from Arevalo. Lifts that one out into left center field. Sanabria ended up tossing that ball in. And as a result, the play looked like it ended. But David Sabal said time was on call. And now it's going to be extra two bases here for Arevalo. So manager D. Garner remains out there talking with the home plate umpire, David Sabal. Sabal in his third game behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes. Meanwhile, the first base umpire for today is Nathan Hall.
Derek Salome.
So D. must have gotten his clarity, and he returns back to the third base dugout for the Oaks. And now Derek Salome has an RBI opportunity as he swings and misses on the first pitch he sees for strike one. 86-mile-per-hour pitch there from Encarnacion. And the count moves to 0-1. So infield will play in here for the Oaks. Gavin Contasello, probably the furthest player back. And that one misses outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. So Kevin Sim at second base. He's on the edge of the dirt. Meanwhile, the same thing for Christopher Tureen. He's at short. And that third base is Rickelman Cabral. He's probably a little further back, too, especially with that hot corner, with Derek Salome being a right-handed hitter. Delivery on the way, and that one's popped backwards. And the count moves to one ball and two strikes. So here on this Sunday afternoon, we'll get into the California League scoreboard here in just a moment. After this upcoming at-bat, give you the up-to-date, and then we'll go into the scoreboard a little bit later as the day continues to roll on. One ball, two strikes, no outs, and Encarnacion looking to get his first out after his second batter faced. And that one goes over the head of the leadoff batter, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Defense in the outfield playing straight up. No real shifts going on with Jack Hurley playing straight away in center. Sanabria playing a little deeper out in left. Benitez, same position in right. And that ball misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. So going to be an upcoming payoff pitch here with Yenny Olaboya waiting on deck, the guy who had the first hit of the ball game for the Ports. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Payoff pitch on the way. And Encarnacion holds up the belt. Payoff pitch. This one's lifted into left field. Sanabria racing backwards. It should be scoreable. And tagging up from third base is Arevalo, and it's going to be a sack fly. And Stockton regains one of those home runs in the bottom half of the first. It's now 7-2 here in the top of the second inning. So here comes Yenny Olaboy to the plate, the designated hitter for the Ports in today's ballgame. That's from the left side with a leadoff single back in the first. Delivery on the way, and now it misses inside for a ball. Castillo wants to peel over at first base. Does not go in his favor, so the count will go 0-1. 1-0. Looking at the second half standings, we'll start in the South today, where the Inland Empire 66ers got a win last night and picked up their 20th win in the second half. That ball misses the dirt for ball number two. Moving on into second place, the Lake Elsinore Storm jump Rancho Cucamonga as of last night. The Lake Elsinore Storm now 17-18, one game above below 500. And the pitch goes in there for strike number one. Meanwhile, in third place, Rancho now 15-20. They're currently tied with the Rawhide in for third. Visalia 15-20. And that ball misses outside for ball three. So with a Visalia win today and a Rancho loss today, that would put Visalia in third. A Visalia team who at the beginning of the second half was in first. 3-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side, and the count moves to 3-2. Move out into the second half where Fresno continues to refuse to lose 27-8 in the second half, and they are slowly creeping in on a second half title and getting a spot in the Cat League playoffs in mid-September. 3-2 pitch on the way, fouled off to the right once again, and the count remains full with one away. Moving out into second, Modesto Nuts have found a way from move from third to second. They've surpassed the San Jose Giants, who are on a little bit of a cold streak. Modesto 19-16, looking for their 20th win today. Inside pitch on LeBoy, and that will be a one-out walk. And it will bring up Henry Bolte to the plate. Second walk of the ballgame here for Encarnacion.
Henry Bolte.
Henry Bolte, a guy who leads this poor team in so many categories, including hits with 76 in 2023. Holds at the belt, working from the stretch. And Encarnacion stares down Bolte. This one's hit to the left side, and that one's going to sneak on through past the outreach of Christopher Terrien. And now runners on first and second to begin the top half of the second inning.
Now batting the catcher, Carlos Franco.
So two hits here on the inning for Stockton. One from Henry Bolte and one from Arevalo. And now it brings up the cleanup hitter, Carlos Franco, to the plate. Franco bats from the right side. Infield setting up in a double play opportunity. Pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike. Ports lead over the Oaks 6-2 here in the top of the second inning. Stockton added on five runs in the top of the first inning. Meanwhile, the Oaks put on two in the bottom of the first. Pitch on the way, and this one's lifted into left field. Sanabria will have to jog on in. He's underneath that one, calls off his center fielder, Jack Hurley. And two outs here in the inning for Stockton. Second time today that Franco has flew out to the left fielder, Daniel Sanabria. And it will bring up Jose Mojica, who had a three-run bomb back in the first inning. Mojica sent it out into left field, into the netting, just right of the two championship banners, the Visalia Mets in 1971 and the Visalia Oaks in 1978. Talked about some of that history as this Oaks throwback weekend has continued to roll on. First pitch on the way, Mojica lifts this one into left field. This one's going back towards the warning track of Sanabria. He leaps up at the wall, and that ball is gone. 2 3-run home runs on the ball game for Jose Mojica. Adds three more for the Ports, and they now lead 9-2 here in the top of the second inning. Mojica will touch all four bases. He's got eight total bases in just two innings of work. And the Ports pulling away here in the top of the second inning. A little left of where Mojica had the home run in the first inning. And this ball just had enough clearance to get over the yellow line out of left field. A nice attempt at a leap for Sanabria, but just out of his outreached glove. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound for the second time today. And that's a reminder that all mound visits are brought to you by the Sean Team. The Sean Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. So Tyler Mark has concluded with his mound bidding, and everybody will go back to their respected positions, where Kenny Castillo will go back behind home plate, finishing out those standings. San Jose in third with 16-19, and then finally Stockton 11-24 in fourth in the second half. Two outs, this one's lifted into center field. Jack Hurley comes in a couple steps, he's underneath that one, and he'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, four runs, no errors, nobody left on base, and we are through one and a half in Visalia. The Ports lead over the Oaks 9-2. You'll listen to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
All season long, any first responders to get our everyday heroes deal on Sundays. Thanks to A&W Restaurants. Get a $5 grandstand ticket by showing you work on the game to the ticket office. Presented by Goya Health, our everyday heroes deal is all thanks to A&W All-American Food. Time for Keep a Tip or Save Race at Avanchelon Security. Give them a call, 559-909-1515. Isabella, start that race.
All right, Brian, we've got Cash and Tyler here ready to race. Racers, on your mark. Get set. Go! And our racers are off. They're both wearing boots, so I really don't know how this is going to go. It looks like Tyler's falling behind. Cash has got this in the bag. Oh, poor Tyler. That was just embarrassing. All right, back to you, Brian.
This has been today's Keep It Tip or Save, presented by Excellent Security Group. Higher level of professional security services. Contact Excellent Executive Protection and Security, 559-909-1515.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Kenny Castillo will lead things off, walking up to the tune of Stir Fry by Migos. Pretty nice tune on this Sunday afternoon for the Oaks trail against the Ports 9-2 here on this 12:05 start time. All Sunday games, 12:05 start. And following this homestand, we go back to 6:30 start times. As we get ready to close out the month of August, Castillo takes that one outside for strike one. One ball and one strike with two away. So talking about those 6:30 start times, the next home series for the Rawhide will be against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, August 15th through the 20th. That means Tuesday through Saturday, 6:30 starts. Meanwhile, that Sunday game will remain at 12:05. Second to last, homestand of the series, swung on a miss for Castillo, and he's set down for the first out of the inning. So Wander Guante gets his first strikeout of the ball game, and that will bring up Rick Wellman Cabral to the plate. So the Rancho series, second to last, and then the final homestand of 2023 will be against the red-hot Fresno Grizzlies, August 29th to September 3rd. That one sent into left field, and that one will drop for base hit. And Cabral continues to hit well as of lately. Above 200 at 205. Sends that one in the gap out of left field. And a one-out single here for the Oaks will bring up Daniel Sanabria to the plate.
And to play toward number 9, left fielder, Daniel Sanabria.
Sanabria 3 for 13 in this series, including an RBI two nights ago. And the Oaks victory. And now Sanabria continues to hit the ball well. It drives that one into center field. Holding up at second base will be Cabral. And back-to-back base hits for the Rawhide puts runners on first and second. And now we go back to the top of the order for the former Hokie, Jack Hurley. Sanabria, one pitch, one hit right there. Elevated breaking ball there. Sanabria barrels it up and sends it in front of the center fielder, Pedro Pineda. And here comes the Hokie, Jack Hurley, to the plate. A guy with pop, I mentioned that entering yesterday's broadcast. A guy who had 37 home runs in his time at Virginia Tech. Swung on and missed, and the count goes to 0-1. So 37 home runs in his time at Virginia Tech. Give you some other numbers here for Hurley as well. 605 slug, and he's the guy that also can steal a couple bags for you. 23 stolen bases in his time for VT. Pitch misses inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Jack Hurley's best year was that 2022 year. Led in hits, home runs, batting average. Never dipped below 300 in his time at Virginia Tech. And now the count moved to 2-1 with one away. Hurley's facing off against Guante for the second time today. He had a solo home run back in the first inning. First pitch he saw, and he hit the scoreboard out in left center field. 2-1, one away. Glancing over at second is Guante. The delivery misses outside for ball three. 3-1. Guante will get the ball back from his catcher, Franco. Now time called here as it looks like maybe a glove malfunction here. Franco gets up here as he taking the ball, a glove off of his hand. Hard to tell what the problem is here. I would just think it's a mitt malfunction here. So he'll get to grab a new one. That's the problem. Oftentimes, if you're seeing a glove malfunction, the most common issue, I mean, there could be a number of reasons, but one of the most common ones is that webbing in between the thumb and the index finger, especially as a catcher taking so many high-speed pitches, it starts to become loose. 3-1 pitch on the way, fouled backwards for strike two. I remember growing up, I caught all the way through high school. And I remember my catcher's mitt just unwinding after a certain amount of time, and either you get it repatched up or you just buy a brand new glove. And in a situation like this, not trying to hold play, just grab a new glove and move on with the game. Jack Hurley will take the walk here and will load the bases here, and we'll bring up Christopher Tureen to the plate. Second walk issued here in today's game for Guante.
Shortstop Christopher
Tureen, who's 2-17 entering today on the series. He, however, achieved his first single A home run back in the first inning on a solo shot. Ball misses outside from Guante, ball one. Pretty interesting scenario right here. One swing in the bat, it could put on four runs, and Visalia could find themselves down by three if a grand slam is to occur. Haven't seen a whole lot from this Oaks team this season, but would be an ideal spot right here as this one's popped straight backwards. Popping off the mask here will be Franco, and he will have just enough room here as he makes it on the edge of the dirt in front of the netting. And Christopher Tureen has sat down, and it will bring up the San Diegan Kevin Sim to the plate.
Second baseman Kevin Sim.
The ball that was skied up into the Visalia afternoon brings up Kevin Sim to the plate, 125, and his first RBI in yesterday's game. And in fact, he was the player of the game with interviewing with Jill Guerin following last night's victory. Yesterday, Kevin Sim went 2-for-4 with a single and a double, including that RBI in the third inning that ended up scoring his teammate Jack Hurley. A 1-2 away, pitch on the way, and that one's fouled backwards. And just like that, Sim finds himself behind the count 0-2. So Kevin Sim trying to find a way to fight back in this at-bat. 1-2. Delivery on the way, and that one's going to sneak underneath the glove of Franco. Sprinting home is Cabral, and a step on the bag for a run, and that's going to advance everybody up 90 feet. Wild pitch scores Cabral, and the Rawhide now trail 9-3 here in the bottom of the half of the second inning. There's been a run in every frame so far. 5 in the top of the first, 2 in the bottom of the first, 4 in the top of the second, and now 1 in the bottom of the second for Visalia, who stranded one runner on base in the bottom of the first inning. Two runners in scoring position. You have Sanabria standing on third with Jack Hurley at second. 1-2. Broken bat. This one's lifted into left, and that one's going to drop into the glove, and that bat nearly hit Sanabria in the head. He was able to dive out of the way of that ball. But the pop-up will land in the glove of B.J. Cook, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, one run, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through two innings of work in Visalia. The Oaks lead, or the Ports lead over the Oaks, 9-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
In the nation, providing the most advanced care from the common to complex, and giving families access to cutting-edge technology, innovative treatments, and leading pediatric specialists. All here in the heart of California. Valley Children's, futures worth fighting for.
It's a family fun day at Valley Strong Ballpark, thanks to our partners in Valley Children's Healthcare. All month long, kids 12 and under can get a free pass-through ticket, thanks to Valley Children's Healthcare. Valley Children's Futures worth fighting for. Kids 12 and under can join the Timbers Kids Club for only $10. Members receive a club card, t-shirt, and 10 tickets to any game remaining this season. Sign up for the Timbers Kid Club, visit Budweiser Guest Services, or the Balance Comfort Team Store. Allen Law Firm brings bounce houses to Valley Children's Kids Corral every Sunday. Plus, Timbers Kids Club members get their chance at special giveaways on selected Sundays throughout the season, all courtesy of Allen Law Firm. Like today, where Kid Club members can get the back-to-school kit courtesy of Allen Law Firm. To get the back-to-school kit, head on over to Rawhide Guest Services. Thank you, Allen Law Firm, for your support to Rawhide Baseball. And fans, be sure to visit the City of Tulare's booth looking along the Ryan Field Concourse. Rawhide want to thank the City of Tulare and the Tulare Chamber of Commerce for their support of Rawhide Baseball all season long. Let's have time for the third inning. Now batting shortstop, B.J. Cook.
We head to the top of the third inning here in Visalia. First pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one on the shortstop, B.J. Cook, who just caught a broken bat pop-up from second baseman Kevin Sim. Swung on and missed, and the count goes to 0-2. Cook will step out of the batter's box, readjust the batting glove, uses his batter's timeout. Take a look there at Kevin Sim, who got his first single A RBI yesterday. Talking about other guys who just got their first in Oaks Rawhide uniforms. As this one's grounded to the right side of the infield, scooped up by the San Diegan Sim. Bobbles it, throw down to first, not in time. And we'll see if this one be counted as an error or a base hit. If so, it will be a E4, and it will be. Kevin Sim thought he looked like he scooped that one up pretty routinely. But maybe just running in too hard. Maybe his thigh hit his glove, and the ball just kind of popped out. And then ended up falling on the ground. Had to scoop it up out of the dirt. And the throw was not in time. And that will bring up Robert Poisson to the plate. Pickoff attempt to first, not in time. So Cook will reach for the second time today. And Poisson looking to reach for the first time in his day. 0-1 with the strikeout back in the first. Pitch on the way. This one's lifted into right field. Benitez looks like he's underneath that one. Sizes it up. Makes a grab. Out number one. Poisson drops to 0-2 on the day. Arevalo steps up to the plate. Looking at the numbers for Encarnacion on this year. Angel. 4 games, 0-4, 4.89 ERA. 37 strikeouts and 19 walks. And trying to find his first scoreless inning of the afternoon. Arevalo now at the number 9 spot. Pickoff attempt goes over to first base. Costello makes a grab but does not apply the tag. First disengagement of the at-bat here from Encarnacion. I was talking about guys who had their first in Oaks uniforms today. Jack Hurley with his first professional home run back in the first inning. And that ball that left the yard. And then Christopher Terrain with his first extra base hit as a member of the Oaks. Joined with Visalia just after the All-Star break in the San Jose series. The Oaks middle infielder, a one pitch on the way. Slow dribbler to the left side. And the count moves to 0-2 with one away. We head to the bottom of the third inning. We'll give you the Major League Baseball standings. Give you an update on where the Diamondbacks currently sit. Before today's game, they were facing off against the Minnesota Twins. That game was in a rain delay. We'll try to give you a little update on that situation as the afternoon rolls on. Pitch misses in the dirt for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Arevalo, 1-2. 1-for-1 on the day with a single back in the second inning. Already two batters face here in the inning from Encarnacion. Pickoff back over to first. Fairly concerned there by Poisson over on that third base, first base side. Ready for the 1-2 pitch here, and Encarnacion stares down Arevalo. The 1-2, and that one misses outside ball two. Pickoff attempt goes over to first. And the tag not in time here as Gavin Contesello tried to apply the tag. And the count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Arevalo, he was called up just recently from the Arizona Complex League. And he was signed by the A's in Venezuela in 21. Swing and a miss. Throw down a second, and that one's going to sneak past the glove from the second baseman. But a swing and a miss, and it's going to be called batter's interference, and it's going to be an inning-ending double play. Not the most usual inning-ending DP, but that will be the way the top half of the third inning ends. And for the first time today, Lorenzo Encarnacion will go scoreless in the top of the third inning. We head to the bottom half of the frame with a Ports lead over the Oaks. 9-3, you're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Toyota is primary automotive partner of the Vice City Rawhide. Toyota, let's go places. It's Sunday fun day. Get $5 screwdrivers, mimosas, and Bloody Marys. And all buyers throughout the ballpark must be 21 years of older. Please drink responsibly. Concession stands throughout the ballpark until the end of the fifth inning today. All concession stands will close at the end of the fifth. Hey, Culligan Man, and Lindsay's back with over 80 years of experience and has the perfect solution for your family water concerns. And now, let's check in with Isabella.
All right, I've got my friends here, Isabella and Oliver, ready to play with our water balloons. We've got a bunch of friends down here ready to throw some water balloons around and get them into the Culligan balloon jugs. All right, guys, go ahead, throw your first toss. It is a hot day to here, so we're going to have some fun cooling down with these water balloons. I know some of these parents were asking me for the water balloons, too, trying to take away opportunities from children. What? But we're having some fun, all right? Back to you, Ryan.
Designated hitter, Kevin Logan.
Welcome back to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Sunday afternoon series finale between the Oakland A's affiliate Stockton Ports and the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate Visalia Rawhide. Cal League action here on Valley Sports Live. Gavin Logan fouls that one back and out of play. And the count moves to 1 ball and 1 strike. A guy who's played now 15 games in Visalia, and he's only not reached one time. Pretty solid outing yesterday for Gavin. 1-1 delivery on the way, and that one misses downstairs for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. Talking about the success that Logan had yesterday, he ended up going 2-for-4 with an RBI double in the first, and then that home run I referred to earlier in the fifth. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gavin Logan spent a little bit of time in Hillsboro. The Rawhide catcher will swing on this one and foul it off to the left side. And the count moves to 3 balls and 2 strikes as it goes over to the Budweiser red zone out of left field. Meanwhile, on the day for Gavin, 0-for-1 with the swinging strikeout back in at first. Trying to find a way to get aboard a guy who knows how to work the walk. Swing and a miss there, and Gavin is sat down for the second time today. With a strikeout there, it's going to bring up Johan Benitez to the plate.
Right fielder, Johan Benitez.
Guante remains on the mound here for Stockton. And after this upcoming pitch, we'll start going into Major League Baseball standings. Broken bat, dribbler to the second base side, scooped up by second baseman Arevalo, throws out a first in time, and a 4-3 ground out here to begin the inning. Two straight outs here for Rawhide hitting, and it's going to bring up Gavin Contesello to the plate. So both teams, both affiliates who are in the respected West divisions of both leagues, will start off first in the National League West, where the Los Angeles Dodgers currently lead with a record of 63-46. They're 3 games ahead of the San Francisco Giants. Meanwhile, in third place, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who had one of their best records going into the All-Star break this season. And trying to find a way to regain some ground out there. Just a game and a half outside of the wild card. We'll talk about those wild card standings here in just a moment. But Arizona currently third in the NL West. Meanwhile, in fourth, the San Diego Padres. Padres-Dodgers going at it in game three of the four-game set tonight on Sunday Night Baseball. Gavin Contasella lifts that one into left center field, and that one goes all the way to the warning track. And the doubles leader for this Oaks team, Gavin Contasella, adds on another one. And it's a two-out double here for Gavin, and it's going to bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Low outside pitch there. Contasella uses his long arms, extends out to that ball, sends it out into the gap, and here comes Kenny Castillo, who the first two games to begin this series had extra base hits. It was actually the longest extra base hit streak in the Cal League. This one's sent into right field. Underneath that one is Bolte, and he makes the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We are through three innings of work in Visalia. The Ports lead over the Oaks 9-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Final wire grounds crew, and we provided Polish with air by Cattle Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product needs. Give them a call at 559-733-7020. Again, that's 559-733-7020. Or visit cattleapparel.net. Haskell's Feed Depot presents the Rawhide Canine Club. The Canine Club is for our favorite four-legged friends. And the owners are bringing them to Valley Strong Ballpark. You can sign up for the K9 Club at Rawhide Guest Services to get 5 tickets. Doug Bolt, one special guest from Haskell's Feed Depot, to show them your Rawhide K9 Club card during your next visit. Their location is on Noble. Haskell's Feed Depot, specializing in quality food, treats, and supplies for pets and livestock for the past 20 years. Top half of the fourth inning to Valley for the Stockton Ports for their third baseman, Derek Salome.
We move to the top of the fourth inning here in Visalia, California. Derek Salome will lead things off, and he will have his third at-bat, third plate appearance of the day. 0-for-1 as he had a ground out back at the first. Sack fly back in the second inning. Looking to reach for the first time today. Salome gets ready for the pitch and slow dribble to the left side. And that one just rolls left of the third base line. And the count moves to 1-1. Getting a little bit windier here. Not as hot as it's been past couple Sundays. I'll open up the weather app now to give you all the weather update. Sure, I could be wrong about the heat, but it's not. 89 degrees outside. Sunny with not a cloud in the sky here at Valley Strong Ballpark. However, the high of today should be around 100. 1-1 delivery on the way. Clips the outside corner for strike two. Talked a little bit about that breeze. Wind blowing in from right field around 6 miles per hour here on this Sunday afternoon. 1-2 delivery on the way. And that swung and fouled backwards, and the count means 1-2. Last Sunday, it was a hot series when Visalia hosted the Inland Empire 66ers. I believe every game of that series with start times with temperatures over 100 degrees. Hopefully as we start to move into later August, early September, the weather continues to drop and see some more comfortable temperatures here at Valley Strong. Outside pitch moves the count to 3-2 to the leadoff batter Salome. Had pretty nice crowds the last two nights. In fact, last night, total attendance of 2,111 people. The night before that, 2,308. Swinging a miss there, strike three called. Salone set down for the third time today. That's going to be a middle strikeout. The middle in crust, we trust. So leadoff strikeout here from Encarnacion to begin the fourth inning. Lorenzo sitting at 65 pitches so far. And here comes Yeno LeBoy to the plate, who's reached safely twice today. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Talked about the last two nights' attendance numbers. Really nice atmospheres. Swung on to miss, and the count moves to 1-1. And in fact, the last two nights kind of reminded me of the 4th of July game. I mean, the energy in the building was great. Great ball games last two nights. 1-1 delivery on the way. And that one misses a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Alfred Murillo closed things out on Friday night. And he let out a pretty good celebration. Misses inside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. But I don't think it topped yesterday's. Armando Vasquez, he came in and got the winning strikeout and went down. Nice celebration he had, and the Rawhide fans all brought to their feet. Really nice crowd here as we begin the month of August. This one dropped into left center field, rounding first, letting Yenny LeBoy goes over to second, and he'll have a stand-up double here with one away.
Heading to the plate is right fielder Henry Bolte.
So Henry Bolte will step up to the plate. And that one's low ball up the knee. And he just drives that one into the gap out of left center. And trying to cut off that one was the center fielder Jack Hurley, preventing an extra base being taken on that double. Ports lead over the Oaks 9-3 here in the top of the fourth inning. Ports out hitting the Oaks 8-5. This one's driven into right field. That one's going to bounce off the wall and right. And a little bit of an odd bounce on Benitez. Rounding third is LeBoy. He's going to come home and jog home. Steps on home plate. And now adds on another run. The Ports now lead 10-3 here in the top of the fourth inning.
Now batting is a catcher, Carlos Franco.
LeBoy scores easily. And now that's going to bring up Carlos Franco to the plate, who entering yesterday's game, he had the longest active base streak on the team, 17 straight games, and it didn't end last night as he ended up getting a single, expanded to 18, and it looks like interference is going to be called here. Carlos Franco did not get out of the way. Actually, it looks like a foul ball was called there. So walking back over to second is going to be Franco. Get a look at the replay here. This is inside. And instantly the home plate umpire, David Sabal, got up, signaled that the play was dead. So missed opportunity for a stolen bag for Bolte. We'll see if he gets the trigger pulled again. And this pitch misses outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. It does look like a little bit of action getting warmed up in the pen as we speak. 2-0-1 away. Glancing over at second. Pretty large lead here by Bolte. The delivery on the way. Misses low downstairs for ball three. 3-0 with one away is a leadoff strikeout for Derek Salome. Franco will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Batting from the right side. Right on right matchup here. And a late time call there. And this one will be a balk this time. So Lorenzo Encarnacion called for the balk. And despite Henry Bolte not being able to get the stolen bag just a couple moments ago, he'll get it this time. Looked like Encarnacion did not get set here. I thought it was a little late of a time call there, but it makes sense. And now infield playing in here as everybody on the infield comes jogging into the edge of the infield grass. 2-0 delivery on the way, and that one clips the outside strike zone for strike number one. And with that balk is Lorenzo's third of the season. However, the leader on this Rawhide team, 5 for Armando Vasquez. And that one misses outside for a ball. Three balls and a strike. And another one for Alfred Murillo, who's got 5. So between those two guys, 10 combined balks in 2023. 3-1, one way, delivery on the way, and that one sent into center field for a base hit. It's going to be an RBI single here for Carlos Franco, who continues to find a way to not only put the ball in play but get on base. He expands his on-base streak to now 19 straight games, which is top three in the Cal League.
Jose Mojica.
So back-to-back RBIs, one from Henry Bolte and one from Jose Mojica. And now making the way out to the mound once again is pitching coach Tyler Mark. Third time today he's had to make his way out. And as a result, this is going to be a Shawn Team mound visit. The Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. So finishing out the standings in the National League West, San Diego 55 and 56. They'll look to return to 500 tonight with that Sunday night baseball game on ESPN. And then finally in last is the Colorado Rockies, 43 and 67. Meanwhile, we'll move out to the West in the American League, where the Texas Rangers, 2.5 games in front of the Houston Astros. Houston trying to find a way to climb back, especially at the trade deadline, where they acquired World Series champ Justin Verlander. Coming pitch on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. But Texas, red hot series. They ended up sweeping the Chicago White Sox. And then a fairly good series so far against the Miami Marlins, who are trying to clinch one of those last spots in the National League wildcard standings. This one's lifted into left field, dropping quickly, but underneath that one is Sanabria. And that is out number two here in the inning. Mojica hit that one on the screws. Sanabria easily in front of that one. And now it's going to bring up Pedro Pineda to the plate. That was pitch number 80 of the ball game here for Lorenzo. A guy who has 3 strikeouts in this ball game. A lot more defensive work forced by his fielders. Swung on and missed for Pineda. He's behind in the count 0-1. So as we move a little bit more away from the Rangers and the Astros, they battle for the top spot in Lone Star State. This one's hit to left side, trying to backhand by Cabral, and that one's going to sneak out into outfield. Rounding second base is Franco. He's going to stretch that one into two. And moving over to second base is Pedro Pineda. Let's see if this one will be counted as a hit or an error. A difficult play there for Riquelman Cabral, who went down to an E, tried to backhand that one. And it's going to be an E5 against Cabral. And now the fourth error of the ballgame for Visalia puts two runners in scoring position. B.J. Cook will step up to the plate here. Now manager D. Gardner has seen enough from Encarnacion, and his afternoon will come to a conclusion. When we come back, we'll have the numbers, and we will wrap up Encarnacion's day. Visalia goes to the pen first, with the Ports leading over the Oaks 11-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
For over 30 years, make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Your attention, please. For the Visalia Oaks, now pitching number 19, Junior Serna.
Welcome back to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Oaks, number 19, Junior Serna. 5'11", 170 from Tanadas, Dominican Republic. He's the first bullpen arm used of the ballgame by manager D. Garner. And this is going to be a ResCom pitching change. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. So it's Serta appearing in the ballgame. That means Lorenzo Encarnacion's night has come to a conclusion. Goes 3 2/3 inning, gave up 2 hits, 11 runs. 10 of those are earned with 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Not the best outing for Encarnacion. First pitch, breaking ball. And that one goes in there for strike number one from Serta. The Serta signed in 2021. He spent the time with the Dominican Summer League Diamondbacks team in rookie ball. And then in 2022, he spent the entire year in the Arizona Complex League for the Diamondbacks Red Team. That one goes over the head of B.J. Cook. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and the count goes to 1-1. Meanwhile, in 2023, he spent some time with the Diamondbacks Red and Diamondbacks Black team. And in that time, he's combined for 21 2/3 innings between both of those D-backs ACL teams. 1-1, 2-away. Serta will get ready for the pitch on the way to Cook. Check swing there, and he goes around for strike two. 1-2, 2-way. Serta was assigned to Visalia August 5th. With today being August 6th, so just yesterday he was added to the Oaks clubhouse. And looking to get his first strikeout in single A. And that one clips the inside corner. Strike three called. Junior Serta making his single A debut. And the first batter he faces, he strikes him out looking. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning in Visalia. The Ports lead over the Oaks 11-3 off of a 2-run top half of the fourth. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Lesson with our senior professional Hall of Fame, Isabella. It's all you.
All right, I've got Jeff and I've got Aubrey here for a little trivia. All right, number one. Owned the Visalia Oaks from 1989 to 1983, was also the MLB Cy Young Award winner and 3 times World Series champions with the Dodgers. Can you name that person? Yes, that is correct. All right, moving on. We've got helped bring pro ball back into the Visalia in 1977, also owned the team from 1982 to 89. Do you know? Nope, that is incorrect. Another hint, very active in the community and also loved and respected by all. Yes, exactly, Stan Simpson. Good job. All right, one more. We've got the Cal League Manager of the Year in 1979 and 1980 for Visalia, won 2 World Series, managers with the Twins, and then is also the winningest manager in Twins history. Yes, that is correct. That was awesome. All right, back to you, Brian.
Bottom of the fourth pen lane for the Miami Oaks. Now, batting. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral.
Welcome back to Oaks Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. Raquelman Cabral will lead things off for Visalia here in the bottom of the fourth. Oaks have some work to do. They trail 11-3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch on the way to Cabral. That one clips the outside corner for strike number one. So Isabella got us started with a little bit of our Oaks history. We've talked about it all weekend long, so we'll have a little bit more today. As pitch misses downstairs for ball number one. Oaks sporting those green tops. A green that they started using after their affiliation with the Twins. An inside pitch goes in there, fouls that one backwards for strike number two. 1-2. An Oaks team name who's been used quite a bit throughout the years. I mean, they were part of the Visalia Oaks back when they were part of the Twins back in the 80s. 1-2 on the way, and that one misses outside for a ball. 1-2. So tonight, Oaks throwback. It's the green tops today, however. That went all the way up until 2007 before Visalia renamed to the Visalia Rawhide when joining with the Arizona Diamondbacks. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Strike three called. And one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Now batting for the line, Sandy Oaks.
See the pitch on the way downstairs. Cabral swings and misses on that one. And with one out, it brings up Daniel Tenabria to the plate, who already has a base hit in this ball game. Continues to hit the ball well. But I talk about that a little bit of Oaks history because I want to go into what today is now known as Valley Strong Ballpark. Pitch misses downstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Originally called Recreation Ballpark. You can find plenty of pictures in black and white and all throughout the different decades. 1-0 pitch on the way. Fouled backwards for strike number one. So I have a picture right here in the broadcast booth. Wish I could show it on the broadcast. In 1940s, it was a ballpark that had already been around before they joined with the Chicago Cubs back in the late 40s. 1-1 delivery on the way, fouled off to the left side for strike two. But in the 1940s, a ballpark which was already established, they had a little bit of bleachers, a small little press box, nothing too severe. But the park itself was several decades old. It was an all-dirt high school baseball field in the 40s. 1-2 delivery on the way, and this one misses inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. But started off high school dirt baseball field, an occasional racetrack. That's pretty interesting. And also was the host of the town rodeo here in Visalia. 2-2 pitch on the way. So you're looking around Valley Strong Ballpark. Who would have ever thought that at one point in time it served as a racetrack? But in the mid-1940s, that's when the Cubs came in and they helped provide a little upgrade to Valley Strong. This one's hit to the second base side, scooped up by Arevalo, throws down to first in time, and two quick outs here for the Oaks here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Now batting center fielder.
Oh, look, there I am there. We'll see if I can see it right here. Nope. No, here we go. So there's a couple of black and white photos here, if y'all can see it on the broadcast there. But that's kind of the concept of what Valley Strong used to look like. That one sent into center field, and Jack Hurley with a two-out single, his second base hit of the ball game, third time he reaches safely, and now that's going to bring up Christopher Terrine to the plate.
At the plate is shortstop Christopher Terrine.
So that's some of the history about Valley Strong. As we continue to finish up our Oaks history. Hope you've learned a couple lessons if you tuned in throughout the weekend. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards, and the count goes 0-1 with two away. I'll just recap some things we've gone over. Talked about when Visalia was a part of the Mets, 1971, that championship. Then they joined up with when they were part of the Twins, 1978 Oaks. And then that 40-year drought that came to a conclusion in 2019 when they were known as the Visalia Rawhide. As this one hits the left side of the infield, Christopher Terrine will reach. We'll see if they count this one as a hit or an error. But back-to-back base hits here for Visalia here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So be counted as a base hit here. And as a result, it is Kevin Sims stepping up to the plate. 0-for-1 on the ball game. Christopher Terrine reaching for the second time today. And with two away, we'll see if Visalia can at least add on a run here. Slowly tick away at this Ports lead as we're just underneath the halfway point of this ball game. First pitch on the way to Sim. That one goes in the dirt for ball number one. One ball and no strike. Talking a little bit about that 2019 championship team, a team that had Alec Thomas on it, Jordan Lawler. Jordan Lawler, a guy who played in this 2023 Futures game out in Seattle. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on a miss, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Rawhide fans who have been coming to games in the past 10 years, I could for sure say that probably one of the most electric teams, one of the most electric endings really to a season. The 1-1 delivery on the way, swings and misses on an elevated fastball. The count moves to 1-2. With a game-winning RBI to end it, and Visalia ended up winning that season. Final year before COVID, and a year that the Cal League had no baseball. But in fact, that was the final high A championship before the restructuring of minor league baseball. So Visalia winning the final high A championship there for the Cal League. That one misses outside for ball two. 2-2, ending a over 40-year drought here in Visalia. 3 titles in its history. 2-2, 2-way. Kevin Sim at the plate. He gets ready for the delivery. Payoff pitch on the way and swung on and missed, and Sim goes down on a swinging strike. Yeah, he'll be set down for the second time today, and we are through 4 innings of work in Visalia. 2 hits, no runs, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Junior Serta will make his way out to the mound to begin the top of the 5th inning. Ports lead over the Oaks 11-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Special guest here today, we want to welcome to Bentley Shaw Ballpark, Budweiser Red Zone, brought to you by Bottle Beverage Company, and by Budweiser, the official beer of the Oaks. Want to welcome High Sierra Lumber. Welcome to the ballpark. It is Tulare County Day at the ballpark. In attendance today, we have some of our friends from Visalia Chamber of Commerce. Rawhide want to thank the Visalia Chamber of Commerce for their support of Rawhide Baseball this season. Rawhide, proud members of the Visalia Chamber of Commerce. Also in attendance, the friends of the City of Tulare and the Tulare Chamber of Commerce. The Rawhide want to thank the City of Tulare and the Tulare Chamber of Commerce for their support of Rawhide Baseball this season. Rawhide, also a member of the Tulare Chamber of Commerce. We have some special birthdays in attendance. Happy 8th birthday, Elijah. Happy birthday. Also, special happy 6th birthday to Noah here this afternoon. Happy birthday, both Noah and Elijah. To these groups and all fans in attendance here this afternoon, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. Now, Valley Lumber, Robert Boisson.
Series finale here in Visalia. We move to the top of the 5th inning where Junior Serta remains on the mound. He'll be facing off against Robert Poussin, Arvelo, and Salome to begin things here in the top of the 5th. Junior Serta making his single-A debut here in 2023. This one's ground to the right side of the infield. Contesello throws it over to Serta, who can't scoop that ball up, and it bounces off of the Ports dugout. Serta was unable to make the grab on the run, and as a result here, it's going to be counted as an E3 against Gavin, and a leadoff base runner here for the Ports.
Second base run.
And just the Angel problems continue to roll on here for Visalia. And it looks like Gavin maybe trying to steer Serta a little too far ahead and throws the ball a little too far out in front of him. But luckily, Kenny Castillo is applying the backup there, ends up scooping up the ball. So now it brings Angel Arvalo to the plate. That one misses upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Arvalo on the ball game. 1-2 on the day with a strikeout in the third and a single back in the first. Double play is set up, however, for Serta. And his pitch on the way misses inside for ball two. 2-0. Today's a series finale between these two teams, as mentioned a couple moments ago. Visalia has already clinched the series victory after taking it 4-1 thanks to a victory last night. 9-8 was the final in last night's game. 2-0 delivery on the way from Serta. That one goes right down Main Street for strike one. 2-0 with no outs. Visalia finds himself on a 4-game winning streak. 8-9 at home in the second half. Meanwhile, 7-11 on the road. Visalia in the first half is a team that played a little better on the road than at home. Second half kind of changed things up. And now Arvelo's hit in the forearm. And we'll see if he's all right. It was pretty loud from up here. I hope it hits some of that Evo shield that's on his left elbow. But he seems to be grabbing onto that forearm. And hopefully it did not hit him straight up. Hopefully it hit a little bit of protection. So now here comes the athletic trainer Noah Huff out to make sure that Aravello's all right. But despite what happens here, it's going to be runners on first and second here for Stockton. And you see manager Gregory Petit checking in on him. And, yeah, this looks like it straight up hit him without the protection. Get a look at the replay here. Yeah, it looks like when he's turning to go for that swing, hits him just underneath that elbow. That's a part of your body that really not a whole lot of skin, no muscle really right there. And just hit him straight in the bone. So Aravello still continues to grab onto that left forearm. And Junior Serta will hit his first batter of the ball game. First and second here for Stockton. Now it looks like home plate umpire David Sabal making sure he's all right. Yeah, I tried to re-grab onto that, and it looks like they're saying a foul ball here. He won the last look at the replay here. It looked like it hit him in the wrist, unless home plate umpire David Sabal saying got a piece of the bat. I mean, it was very loud. It could have very well hit the butt of the bat. But as a result, two balls, two strikes to Aravello. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Skied up into center field. Very shallow. Underneath that one is going to be Kevin Sim, and he's going to make the grab for out number one.
Third baseman, Derek Salome.
So now we'll go back to the top of the order here for Derek Salome to the plate. He bats from the right side, still looking to get on base for the first time today. He's the only batter on this Stockton team who has not gotten aboard today. And we'll see if he tries to get an opportunity to bring in Robert Poussin, who's over on first. Ports lead over the Rawhide, 11-3. This one's fouled off to the left side, and the count goes to strike number one. 0-1, one away. And he gets ready to step back in the batter's box once again. Visalia will have tomorrow off before going on the road. We'll talk about their schedule a little bit more as the broadcast rolls on. 0-1 delivery on the way. This one's lifted into center field once again. Very shallow towards the edge of the outfield grass. And underneath that one for back-to-back putouts is going to be Kevin Sim, two away.
Designated hitter, Yaniel LaBoy.
So now 0-3 on the day for Salome. And here comes Yaniel LaBoy to the plate. He bats from the left side. The only official listed left-hander on this batting order, right outside of Robert Poussin, who's not technically a left-hand hitter since he switched. However, he does throw from his right side. Two away, pitch on the way. This one sends into center field. Hurley comes in, and that one's going to drop in front of him as he had to pause before the ball could make the way over to him. And now it's a base hit, and it's a three-hit day for LaBoy. Now we'll bring up Henry Bolton to the plate. Talked about earlier, a guy who leads this Ports team in so many major categories. We talk about hits, runs, RBIs, doubles, extra bases. You name it all, Henry Bolton is basically top three, or he's a leader in a category on this Ports team. Two away, Bolton bats from the right side, right on right matchup against Junior Serta. Back-to-back base runners here as this one's fouled off to the right side, and the count goes to 0-1. So Bolte, 76 hits here in 2023 with 29 extra base hits, and including being the first batter to reach 50 RBIs on this Ports team. 0-1 with two away. Serta looks over at second. Holds at the ear, and the delivery on the way misses inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Bolte played yesterday, ended up reaching safely three different times. He was only sat down twice, with a ground out and a strikeout. Bolte, the number 10 ranked prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one misses inside. Nearly clipped him on the hip, but he's able to tap dance out of the way of that ball, and the count moves to 2-1. Bolte, $2 million signing bonus when he got signed and skipped out an opportunity to play for the powerhouse Texas Longhorns. 2-1 pitch on the way. Holds at the chest once again. The delivery to Bolte. And that one misses upstairs for a ball. 3 balls and a strike. Bolte, hometown of Scottsdale, Arizona. He got signed in 2022, so just a year ago. And continues to be one of the main forces on the Stockton Ports team. 3-1 working from the stretch. Acerta looking to avoid bases loaded for the first time today. 3-1 pitch, swung on a miss. Stolen bases for two runners. As advancing up 90 feet will be Robert Poisson and Yennio LaBoy. But now with the payoff pitch, empty bag open at first base. And Yennio LaBoy looks to get his second strikeout of the ballgame. 3-2 pitch with two away. Payoff on the way to Bolte. Swung on and missed, strike three called. Junior Serta sits down Henry Bolte for the first, for the final out of the inning. And we are halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark. Ports lead over the Oaks 11-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Thanks, Brian. We've got Robert here rooting for the lawnmower. We've got Aiden rooting for the tractor. And we've got Hunter rooting for the gator. Back to you, Brian.
Well, Lawrence Tractor Company has a full line of both the lithium battery powering commercial mowing equipment, compact construction equipment, and quality John Deere tractors. 25 horsepower for large property owners, all the way up to 640 horsepower for large acre growers. Lawrence Tractor Company, serving Tillery, Kings County for over 50 years. All right, Isabella with the play-by-play.
All right, and the race is off. We got the tractor in the hot lead. Gator right behind it and lawnmower right behind him. They're rounding first base and they're heading into second. Looks like Gators might be taking the slight lead. I don't know. It's going to be a really close race. This is the closest race I've seen yet. All right, tractor edging out. Oh, lawnmower spinning out a little bit. They're coming home on that home stretch. It's lawnmower, tractor. Lawnmower, tractor, who is it going to be? It looks like it's going to be the tractor. All right, congratulations, Robert. That was our Quia Health Lucky Roll.
There's Aunt Spella, Quia Health Lucky Roll. Contest more than medicine line. By the way, fans, it's about 3 outs away. Concession stands closed at the end of this inning. That's the bottom of the fifth inning, about 3 outs away. So as a reminder, the concession stands will close at the end of this inning. Bottom half of the Pentelli, now battling for the Visita Oaks. Designated hitter, Kevin Logan.
Gavin Logan will lead things off for the Oaks here in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch he sees, hits it to the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Salome, throw it on a first in time. And a leadoff out here for Visalia. Gavin Logan sat down for the third time today, first time on a ground out. And this will bring up Johan Benitez to the plate as Wander Guante remains on the mound here for Stockton. 4 complete innings of work, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. As you see an arm currently warming up in the Ports pen as we speak. That pitch misses downstairs for ball number 1, 1 ball and no strikes. Johan Benitez, one of 2 switch hitters in this Oaks lineup. And he takes that one down the plate for strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Benitez earlier this week in batting practice trying to keep on working on keeping that foot planted. We've talked about in the past that restriction band that he likes to put around his thighs. But that's another thing that has been a concern for him. It's kind of like a spin whenever he swings, kind of spinning out of the batter's box. As that one's fouled out of play. And the count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So trying to keep those feet planted in the batter's box instead of sometimes, especially whenever he's on this left side, whenever he swings, can often have that right foot kind of go more towards the outside of the batter's box. And as a result, creates more of a pull and creates a tendency for the infielders and right fielder to kind of set up better. And now swing and a miss here for Benitez and back-to-back strikeouts here. Or back-to-back outs here and a strikeout for Johan Benitez, 2 away.
First base
Gavin Contesello now will step up to the plate. He's got 1 of 7 Oaks hits in this ballgame. The Ports hitting the Oaks 11-7 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Conticello bats from the left side, batting 196. Pitch on the way, misses upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Kenny Castillo waits on deck for Visalia. 1-0 delivery on the way, and that one misses outside for ball two once again. See how much longer Wander continues to go in this ball game. You got to think he'll at least get through this bottom half of the fifth inning before any decisions made on that. Fouled backwards, and the count moves to 2-1. Gavin Conticello trying to lift that one into left center field. Remember when I first got here, that was the time that he switched up his batting stance. Went from a lot more wide to a lot more narrow, and this one's lifted into center field. Going back towards the wall at the warning track, making the grab, leaping up into the air is Pedro Pineda. And the Oaks go down in order, three up, three down. And we head to the top of the sixth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Ports lead over the Oaks 11-3. This is an Oaks baseball on Valley Sports Live.
At Salt and Light, we believe that the greatest cause of homelessness is a profound, catastrophic loss of family or support. And when the family is not available, community steps in. The purpose of our work is to actively create opportunities for the restoration of hope and healing while connecting with people human to human, heart to heart, and shoulder to shoulder through the lens of dignity and compassion. Many hands make light work, and cultivating true community takes all of us. Together, we can change the story of homelessness. Join us.
This season, the Raw High is partnering with Salt and Light to help shine a light on the mission to cultivate community with their experiencing homelessness. Want your personalized message or shout out during today's game? Well, what you got to do is visit the Ballots Covered Team Store. Now, let's take a look at the back of the ticket for a special offer like the one from the Eagle Mountain Casino. New members get $20 bonus cash at Eagle Mountain Casino when they join the Legacy Rewards Club. Eagle Mountain Casino, still the People's Casino, must be 21 years of age to enter the casino. Open up your lucky number scorecard, today's winners. Here we go, Valley Strong. 12474. Snow Shack 12301. Howie Roll Ice Cream 12394. Los Arbolitos 12410. Hummus Republic 12727. And Hanning Stone 12437. Congratulations to today's winners. Bring your winning scorecard to the Balance Comfort Team Store to claim your prize. Once again, don't forget, bring along that scorecard. Congratulations. Top half of the sixth inning, batting for the Ports, catcher Carlos Franco.
Game 102 of 2023 between the Visalia Oaks and the Stockton Ports, the series finale of this Oaks throwback weekend, as Visalia kicking off the month of August with a series win. Their third in 2023, two of them coming against Stockton. The fourth place team out of the Cal North. That one fouled off to the right side, and the count moves to no balls and two strikes. So Visalia will be back on the road this upcoming week. They'll be traveling out to the Lake Elsinore Storm. That's August 8th through the 13th. Pitch on the way, and that one misses up and inside for a ball. One ball and two strikes as Junior Serta remains on the mound for Visalia. Looking at the rest of the month of August, I already mentioned Rancho Cucamonga would travel up north one more time. This one's popped over the head of Kevin Simmons, and that one's going to drop in the Bermuda Triangle out in right field. Nobody's able to get to that one. Drops in front of Johan Benitez, and that is a leadoff single here for Stockton.
First baseman
Carlos Franco, back-to-back innings with a base hit for himself. And now it's Jose Mojica, who's got eight total bases in this ball game, six RBIs, two three-run home runs in this ball game. Entering today, he only had three home runs in 2023, and he's added two more here on the day. But no outs. Junior Serta's first pitch on the way hit through the left side of the infield. A three-hit day for the Ports first baseman. Back-to-back singles here for Stockton. And it's going to bring up Pedro Pineda to the plate. We'll finish out the month of August. Visalia going back to Inland Empire one final time in 23. as they'll be facing off against the Inland Empire 66ers August 22nd through the 27th. And then Fresno will be in town for the final homestand in 23 before Visalia ends the season on the road at Rancho Cucamonga September 5th through the 10th. Swing and a miss. Cal moves to 0-1 here for Pedro Pineda. All tickets on sale now at rawhidebaseball.com. Also a reminder that all kids get in free in the month of August thanks to our friends at Valley Children's Healthcare. All kids 12 and under get in free to all Rawhide August games. Pitch misses inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Pineda bats from the right side with runners on first and second. Carlos Franco got a leadoff single out in the gap in right center. And then Jose Mojica drilled that one through the right side of the infield. 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on a miss, and the count moves to 1-2. In fact, the last one from Mojica, left side of the infield. Time called here for Pineda. Trying to readjust here. And he'll step back into the batter's box. Moving to the top of the sixth inning, and we have a chance to go into our Cal League scoreboard for the first time today. We mentioned the standings earlier in the ballgame. Well, let's see what's happening around the Cal League. 1-2 pitch on the way. This one's popped up into center field. Jack Hurley comes sprinting in, but he pauses towards the end of that run. And he's underneath that one for the first out as Pedro Pineda sat down. So Visalia, as usual on Sunday games, is the first team to get underway with the 12-05 starts. Only a team in the Cal League that starts day games. Outside of that, Fresno will be the earliest one to get going. They'll start at 5:05 with Jake Madden on the mound for Fresno, the guy who is a part of that trade between the Colorado Rockies and the Anaheim Angels. 0-0 pitch on the way. That one goes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Meanwhile, in Inland Empire, the 66ers host the San Jose Giants. That's a 5:35 Pacific time start. And then finally at 6:05, the Modesto Nuts host the Lake Elsinore Storm. On the ground over to Tatarine. 6-4, force out. And Kevin Sim, I think he thought that there were two away and said there was only one out. Sim was already running back to the Rawhide dugout. And that's going to be a force out. And this inning continues to roll on here.
Now batting.
So the only one out there. That one, probably one of the more easier double plays to turn. And Sim, yeah, just lost track of the outs. And as a result now, two away. Fielder's choice for B.J. Cook brings up Robert Poisson to the plate. Visalia, five errors in this ballgame. That was not one of them. However, they trail against the Port. 13 hits compared to Visalia's 7. Port's lead over Visalia 11-3 here in the top half of the sixth inning. Take a look at our scoreboard out in right field. No one delivery on the way from Serta. Swung on a miss on elevated fastball for Poisson. And the count moves to 0-2. We'll see if Poisson uses batter's timeout. He'll get back in this batter's box and he's ready to go. Stockton looking to add on another run, their first since the top half of the fourth inning where they scored two. Pitch on the way, misses inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes, two away. Junior Serta having to get the dirt on his fingers, trying to regain his grip there. Look at what the ball kind of slipped out of his fingers on that last pitch. Serta holds at the chest. The 1-2. The delivery from the stretch, and this one's fouled backwards. And Poisson finding a way to stay alive in this at-bat. Angel Arevalo awaits on deck. This will be pitch number 36 from Junior Serta. 1-2 with two away. Holds at the chest, delivery on the way, and that one's fouled off to left side. And the count moves to one ball and two strikes, two away. Scheduled to bat in the bottom half of the frame, Kenny Castillo, Rickelman Cabral, and Daniel Sanabria. 7, 8, and 9 for Visalia. And Junior sort of trying to work out of another fairly long inning for this Visalia defense. If the Oaks want to get back into this ballgame, got to find a way to extend these at-bats, and you got to find a way to go three up, three down at least once or two more times in this ball game. 1-2 pitch on the way from Serta, breaking ball to the left side of the infield. Cabral cuts off the shortstop Terrain, throw down to first, a little bit high. Contesello's foot leaves the bag, and that is going to be another run here for the Ports. It's now 12-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. First run since the fourth. Cabral, looked like the inning would come to conclusion. Second time this inning where Visalia could have gone out of things. And this one's going to be called an E5, and this is going to be Visalia's sixth error of the ball game. So pitch on the way to Angel Arevalo. Carlos Franco comes in to score as a result of that error. And staying over at second base remains Jose Mojica. 0-1-2 away. See the six errors up on the board for Visalia. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Two away. Robert Pisan over on first. And the upcoming pitch on the way. And this one popped up. And this one's going to go into the grandstands up and out of play. ...12-3 our score here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Port's second time in this series where they've added on more than five runs. They got the victory on Tuesday night, 7-1. After they added on four runs on the start from Jacob Steinmetz. 0-2 away. Second pitcher used in the ballgame. Lorenzo Encarnacion, now Junior Serta. Sort of came in the fourth inning. And he came in, struck out B.J. Cook, and that was the end of his inning. 0-2 pitch on the way from Serta, the delivery. And that one clips the outside corner, strike three called. Angel Arevalo was being sat down for the third time today. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning with a Ports lead over the Oaks. 12-3, you're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
You know, remember when Dad looked at you out there, or actually took you out to the ballpark or played a game of catch when you were just a kid? Maybe afterwards you even went for an ice cream cone or just talked to Van Gogh on the way home. You learned a whole lot more than just how to catch a ball, that's for sure. And there's a kid in foster care today who could really use a great memory like that, and you could be one to provide that, become a CASA advocate and help change a child's story. And now with a contact fast coming race, Isabella, first baseline.
All right, we've got Tipper Jr., we've got a chicken, we've got bacon, we've got a hot dog, and we've got another chicken ready to race. All right, racers, on your mark, get set, go! And our racers are off. I think the hot dogs got this. They've got a nice, good lead. Looks like chicken's giving them a run for their money. It's neck and neck. Who's the winner going to be? Oh, chicken's all the way in the back, and the Tipper Jr. lost his head. All right. Ooh, close call. Tippers might have to call that one.
All right. Thanks for our participants in the CASA mascot race. Court appointed special advocate to Tulare Kelly for the eyes and ears of Court for Children in foster care. CASA advocates ensure that the children's needs are met. They have a voice and they are given every opportunity. They can see their life. At CASA Tulare Kelly, we are for the child. Sixth inning at the plate for the Oaks. Catcher Kenny Castillo.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark, Visalia, California. Between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Oaks, game six of the six-game series. Visalia currently leads the series 4-1, but the Ports getting the best of the Oaks currently. They lead 12-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kenny Castillo will lead things off for Visalia in the bottom half of the frame. New arm in the ballgame, Frank De La Rosa. We'll get you his numbers in just a moment. A one pitch on the way, hits the left side of the infield. grabbed by Salome, throw across the diamond, and that ball is in time for out number one.
Third base run.
So here comes Riquelman Cabral to the plate. Talk a little about Frank De La Rosa, but before we can do that, Wander Guante. Five complete innings of work, seven hits, three earned runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. So now the new arm in the ballgame, Frank De La Rosa, international free agent signee back in 2019. 6'8", 200 from the Dominican Republic. First pitch on the way to Cabral, misses inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So De La Rosa, it's been a couple days since he last pitched. July 19th, about a week and a half since he was last on the mound. That was against the San Jose Giants, and in that ballgame, he went one complete inning of work. Gave up three hits and three runs. And now that ball misses outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. De La Rosa been dealing with a little bit of a hip injury as of lately. He's trying to get him back into this bullpen, get him a little bit more action. But a tall, strong right-hander. The 2-0 pitch on the way from De La Rosa. Swung on a miss. Cabral, the heavy hack there. Having a decent game. 1-for-2 on the day. With a single back in the second. Ended up scoring one of the three Rawhide runs in this ballgame. With that run coming in the second inning. Two balls and a strike on the way from Frank, and that one clips downstairs for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Did not pitch in 2022, De La Rosa, due to injury. But however, in 2021, we're 1-4 in the Dominican Summer League with a 6.75 ERA. His pitch misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. The last five appearances, his longest outing has been two innings, with one of those being against Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. One in June, one in July. Payoff pitch on the way to Cabral. This one slicing left, and that one's going to miss out of play. And as a result, the count remains 3-2. Move to the bottom of the sixth inning now. Time to get into the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Arizona's still in a rain delay with the Minnesota Twins. Two teams that have owned affiliation of the Rawhide at one point in time. 3-2 pitch on the way, the delivery, and that one sent into center field. Charging in is Pineda, and he will not get to that one in time. One out single for Cabral, and he's got two hits on the day. So that'll bring up Daniel Sanabria to the plate. Left-handed left fielder. One hit on the ballgame. He's a guy, too, kind of like Gavin Logan. He just finds a way to get aboard. Here's the numbers for De La Rosa. 1-0, 7.20 ERA. 12 strikeouts, 6 walks. First pitch on the way to Sanabria, and this one's hit on a line to the right side, but foul. And the count goes to 0-1. So as we look at around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, no games around the Dominican Summer League and the Arizona Complex League. So we'll go straight into Hillsboro, where the Hops and Vancouver Canadians currently tied 1-1. Vancouver with a run in the first, and then Hillsboro scoring one in the bottom of the third. This one's ground to the right side. Scooped up by Arvelo. Throws down a second for one. Down to first, not in time. And it's going to be a 4-6 fielder's choice. And we go back to the top of the order for Jack Hurley.
Headed to the
blank. So here comes Jack Hurley. A little bit of hesitation there for Cabral. Couldn't run right through that ball or else he would have been hit in the hip. And it would have been an automatic out. With two away, Visalia looking for their first run since the bottom of the second, where they scored that run on the wild pitch. Now broken back flare, and this one's going to drop in the glove. Second baseman, Angel Arvelo, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We are through six innings of work in Visalia, California. Ports lead over the Oaks, 12-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Our brown strains from Divine Foamers, prepared by Kennel Apparel, your local store, and throwing your embroidery strain printing. And promotion for public needs, give them a call at 559-733-7020. They're online, by the way. Kennelapparel.net. Fans, be sure to check the back of your ticket. One of the ticket back deals you might see is from Javi's Taco Shack Cantina. Get two tacos and any tall draft beer, only $10 at Javi's Taco Shack Cantina. It's not simply a bar. It's not a pub, it's a cantina. Si, senor.
We never knew how to forfeit. We always knew how to talk.
Your attention, please, to the Vice City Oaks now pitching. We're at number 40. Alfred Murillo. For the seventh inning, top half, and lead off here, Santa Fe for Stockton. Third baseman, Derek Salome.
We head to the top of the seventh in Visalia. Ports lead over the Oaks, 12-3. First pitch swinging sent into center field, where the former Hokie Jack Hurtley is underneath that one. One pitch, one out, and Derek Salome has sat down for the fifth time today. So bring up Yenny Loboy to the plate. New arm in the ballgame for Visalia, Alfred Murillo. Third arm used by manager D. Garner. Junior Serta goes 2 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run, no earned runs. No runs at all, in fact, including 3 strikeouts. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Reminder that all strikeouts brought to you by the Mill. The Mill in crust we trust. Yenny Loboy choked up fairly heavily on the bat. A one pitch on the way, grounded to the right side of the infield. Backhanded by Sim. Throw across his body in time. Back-to-back outs. And Visalia trying to sit down the minimum for just the second time today.
Right fielder Henry Bolton.
The only inning that we've seen that in was the third inning where B.J. Cook reached off of an error. And then Robert Passan flew out. Arevalo struck out. And then he was called for batter's interference. Other than that, 5 or more for every inning. The delivery on the way for Murillo goes in there for strike number one. 0-1 with two away. Henry Bolte batting here in the top half of the sixth. And a reminder that all pitching changes brought to you by Rescom. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye Bugs. Bolte batting 251 with 10 home runs and 50 RBIs. Take a look at the score line for today's game. 9 runs in the first two innings for Stockton, and since then, kind of just running away from Visalia. The Rawhide tried to respond in the first. Back-to-back home runs on the first two batters, but since then, offense has been fairly static in today's game. That ball's bounced in there. Count moves 1-2 for Murillo. Murillo comes in 630, 190 from Santo Domingo. The delivery on the way. That one misses downstairs as well for a ball. And the count moves to 2-2. Several Santo Domingo natives on this Rawhide team. Gustavo Del Pozo, one of the arms out of the pen. Starting pitcher Ricardo Yon, who had 9 strikeouts in the game on Wednesday night. Just 1 away from his career high of 10. Bouncing the dirt once again. The count moves to 3-2. So Ricardo Yon, along with Yasker Pimentel, Alfred Murillo, Gustavo Del Pozo. 3-2 pitch on the way, and that will miss a little outside for ball 4. Alfred Murillo thought he had it there, and as a result, the minimum opportunity is taken away.
Carlos,
and that's
going
to bring up Carlos Franco to the plate. We have a look at Murillo's numbers, 4-2 in 2023 with 3.93 ERA. 44 strikeouts and 28 walks. This is a guy who's been used late in ball games, multiple saves as well. Murillo including a save on Thursday night when Yasker Pimentel had that career 14 strikeout day. Peel over to first base, not going around. And Franco's 1-0. So Henry Bolte finding a way to extend this inning, and that's what Stockton has done so well today. Broken bat go down to right, and that one's a little flare that's going to drop in front of Kevin Sim. Rounding second over to third is Sim, and a broken bat single for Carlos Franco. And Stockton is 90 feet away, and it just seems that everything has gone in favor of the Ports throughout this ball game. Broken bat flares. I mean, six errors also does not help in favor of Visalia, including Visalia. This is now their eighth game with four or more errors in 2023. 2-5 in those games. So Visalia has found a way to win whenever they've committed the errors that they have today. But it is definitely an uphill battle to climb at the moment, with Visalia down to their final nine outs of the ball game. 12-3, Ports lead over the Oaks. Delivery on the way. That one gets underneath the thighs of Kenny Castillo. And as a result, that's going to advance a runner, Carlos Franco. So now two runners in scoring position. Any ball into the gaps would easily score two runs. One ball, no strikes, two away. Henry Bolte stands on third base after advancing off with a single, and now he lifts this one into left field in the gap. Daniel Tanabria retreats backwards, but Jack Hurley's underneath that one for the final out. So we are through 6.5 in Visalia, where the Ports lead over the Oaks 12-3. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
All right, fans, let's get out of our seats. Time to stretch those legs. And with more with the seventh inning stretch, it's Isabella.
All right, we have High Sierra Lumber here at Red Zone, ready to sing the seventh inning stretch song. Let's take it away.
Your Visalia Rawhide, and this weekend, the Visalia Oaks. Shortstop, Christopher Turin.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning, where a third arm used by manager Gregorio Petit. Franelson Rodriguez, right-hander, a fastball, changeup, slider. Predominantly fastball, changeup guy, really good changeup. He's a slider occasionally. But he'll be facing off against Christopher Turin to lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh. Turin rips that one left, but just misses about 10 feet left of the third base line. So the end of the ball game for De La Rosa. He goes one complete inning of work, gave up one hit, did not allow a run, did not have a strikeout. But whenever you keep anybody scoreless, I'm sure it doesn't matter how many strikeouts you have, as long as you don't let anybody touch home plate. 1-1 pitch on the way, and this one's hit through the right side of the infield. Base hit for Turin. And a leadoff single here for Visalia, a team who just needs to find a way to capitalize on some base runners in this ballgame. Maybe that gets you something going here.
Second base
Rodriguez, 6-1. One comes in at 6-1, 160. Not 6-1. We'll give you his numbers here in just a moment. Franelson Rodriguez made his United States debut in 2023, pitching three games in the Arizona Complex League where he allowed four runs. Only two of those were earned. Pitch misses outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. However, in the Dominican Summer League, 3-1 with a 2.57 ERA, three saves, and 18 appearances with only one start. And now Kevin Sim will foul that one off into the Oaks dugout, and the count moves to one ball and one strike. A chance to glance at the right side of Rodriguez. 1-1 pitch loading, holds at the belt, pitch in the dirt, and that one's going to be blocked by the catcher, Franco, and the count moves to two balls and one strike. We started getting into the Arizona Diamondbacks scores earlier, 1-1 in Hillsboro. Meanwhile, in AA in the Texas League, the Amarillo Sod Poodles and Corpus Christi Hooks will get started at 4:05 local time. And then in Sacramento, the Reno Aces currently lead against the Rivercats 3-2. That game is in the top of the fourth inning. And then in Minneapolis, the Diamondbacks and Twins have yet to get underway in the National League. Three balls, one strike. Ports lead over the Oaks, 12-3. The delivery on the way to Sims misses, misses upstairs. And back-to-back base runners here for Visalia will bring up Gavin Logan to the plate. So Sim will take his jog over to first. And now Franco will make his way out to the mound and have a discussion with his right-handed pitcher. Rodriguez, his longest appearance of the season, has gone two innings. He's done it six times this year. A little bit of trouble right now with runners on first and second. Sure, nobody warming up in the pen right now. Not really the biggest of concerns, especially with such a large lead for Stockton. This one's fouled off the bat of Logan. That one goes backwards, and the count moves to 0-1. Logan 0-3 on the day. And his 15-plus games with Visalia has yet to get on base just one time. One game where he hasn't reached. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Misses in the dirt for ball one. One ball and one strike. Logan looking to find a way to get on base here as he's 0-3. 1-1. Runner on second is Terrine. Runner on first is Sim. 1-1 pitch on the way. Clips the outside corner for strike two. Logan a little in disbelief there. Didn't believe that one was a strike, but it goes in there anyways. One ball, two strikes here as we've just passed 2 hours here at Valley Strong. 1-2 delivery on the way, and that one clips the outside corner, strike three. Gavin Logan is sat down for the fourth time today, third strikeout of the day. And now that will bring up Johan Benitez to the plate.
Right fielder, Johan Benitez.
Here with the pitch, clipped the corner there, top outside. And it looked like it was a little closer than what Logan may have thought. And now I'll bring up Benitez to the plate for the fourth time today. He's reached once off an error. However, he is 0-3. And that one's popped off to the left side for strike one. Visalia still scoreless since the second inning. He scored three runs in the first two innings. Meanwhile, the Ports tacked on nine in the first two. It's the first game in the second half of 2023 where Stockton has scored 10 or more runs. Pitch on the way. Benitez sends out into left field. Coming a couple steps is Poisson. Then he retreats backwards about a step or two. Makes up for the ground he covered at first. And now two-way with number 25, Gavin Conticello, stepping up to the plate.
First baseman, Gavin Conticello.
Back-to-back base runners reach for Visalia to begin the seventh inning, but they're in danger of going three straight retirements since then. Two-way for Visalia, Torine at second, Sim at first. First pitch on the way, and this one's on a line to the right side, and that one's going to get through. Torine rounds third, and he's going to be sent home. The throw will go over to third instead. It's going to be cut off by the second baseman, the shortstop, B.J. Cook, who leaped in the air like a frog and prevented that one from going to third base. It's going to be an RBI single here for Gavin Conticello, and he's now on a two-hit day on the afternoon.
Now batting, the catcher, Kenny Castillo.
So Christopher Terrain comes in to score for the second time today. His other run was a solo shot back in the first inning. Two-way, Visalia trailing by 8, 12-4. This one's lifted into right center field. Calling it off is Henry Bolte. He's underneath that one to end the inning. And Visalia is able to capitalize one run off of two hits. And they strand two runners, no errors. We head to the top of the eighth inning in Visalia, where the Ports lead over the Oaks 12-4. You listen to Oaks Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Like the real thing. 0% alcohol. Full Budweiser flavor. Budweiser zero. Zero compromise.
Open up their Dunkin' Numbers scorecards and direct attention to the video board because here's our last winning numbers of the afternoon. Santino's Barber Shop, 12-2, 52. Valley Strong, 12-5, 91. Ticket Smarter, 12-3, 27. Don Taco, 12-6, 50. A&W, 12-3, 35. And the Snow Shack, 12-0-2-6. Congratulations to today's winners. Bring your winning scorecard to Ballots Covered Key Store to collect your prize. And don't forget to take along your lucky number scorecard. Top of the eighth inning, now battling for the Ports. Center fielder, Pedro Pineda.
We head to the top of the eighth inning here in Visalia. Pedro Pineda will lead things off for the Oaks. Meanwhile, Alfred Murillo remains on the mound for Visalia. First pitch goes in there for strike number one, and Murillo is quickly ahead in the count 0-1 here on this Sunday afternoon. Series finale here on Oaks Throwback Weekend. This one's popped out to the right side and in the passer room. And the count moves to 0-2 for Murillo. Currently under 15 pitches. This would be pitch number 15 of the ballgame. Both teams at 10 hits. With Gavin Contesello's RBI single back in the bottom of the sixth inning, bottom of the seventh. Swung on and missed. And strikeout there for Murillo, and one quick out here for Stockton, and that's a middle strikeout, the middle in crust we trust.
Shortstop,
we'll bring up B.J. Cook to the plate to face off against Alfred Murillo. B.J. Cook batting 176 and 23 with a home run and 18 RBIs. First pitch on the way, misses inside for a ball, and the count moves to one ball and no strikes. So here in the top of the eighth inning here, Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Sunday night. And may be missing Jill Guerin tonight. She'll be back on a Tuesday as Rawhide go on the road. I've been calling the middle innings since May 16th, the first home series against Rancho Cucamonga. And back in mid-May. But coming in as a intern from Texas State University. I'll tell you some of my broadcast story here in just a moment. 1-2 pitch on the way to Murillo. Fouled backwards for a strike once again. So those of you who are just tuning in to a Rawhide broadcast for the first time this season, my name is Joey Gonzalez. I've been a broadcast/media relations intern since May 16th against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So 2.5 months now I've been my time here in Visalia. That one's fouled backwards for strike once again. Count remains one ball and two strikes. From San Antonio, Texas, home to the San Antonio Missions, AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres, as I give a little wave there. But came down, so I reached out to, there's 120 minor league teams. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes So I'm going into my senior year of college this upcoming semester. So last semester was a junior, and I'm going into my spring semester. I reached out to 120 clubs, all 120 teams. Murillo forces a strikeout there, and B.J. Cook goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And that's a strikeout brought to you by The Mill in Crust We Trust. But reach out to every minor league team, even a couple of the major league teams, whether that was in production or play-by-play opportunities, even public relations. Just wanted to find a way to somehow get my foot in the door in minor league or major league baseball. First pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one. And out of all the teams I ended up reaching out to, the only two teams that got in contact with, that ended up reaching back out to me, was the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And here in Visalia, Joe Guerin ended up giving me a response and interviewed with the Quakes for a public relations spot. Never heard back. And then also interviewed with the Rawhide, and Jill thankfully gave me the opportunity to come down here. And I got to say, it's been the best summer that I can ever remember. 0-2 pitch on the way from Murillo. And that one goes in there, strike number three. And Alfred Murillo sits down the side in order. We'll continue the story as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down for the Ports. We head to the bottom of the eighth, where the Ports lead over the Oaks 12-4. To listen to Oaks Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors. It's imagined hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of a fine life.
Dollar Bill Auto is a place for fantastic quality used cars in Lycidi. If the bank says no, they say yes. Visit DollarBillAuto.com or give them a call, 559-739-2886. Again, that's 739-2886. Now time for the Rawhide Helmet Shuffle. Sponsored by Dollar Bill Auto. Isabella, what's going on?
All right, I've got Brentley and Lene here ready for the Helmet Shuffle. All right, let's take it away. All right, are you guys following the ball? Do you know which one it's in? I'll be honest, I think I lost it. Let's see. You didn't lose it? You still got an eye on it? All right. Which one do you think it's in, Brenda?
Three.
You think it's in number three? What do you think, Linnea? Do you think it's number three, too?
Yeah, but she's holding up a little three. Let's see where the ball is. It was three. Good job, Bradley. Good job, Linnea.
Back to you, Brian.
This has been Dollar Bill Auto. Lucky Roll Dollar Bill Auto. If your bank says no, they say yes.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep a cage, but I can't control it. So stay away from me, the beast is ugly.
Let's head to the bottom of the eighth inning at Valley for the Lycidi Oaks. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. Series finale between the Stockton Ports and Visalia Rawhide. And as I was mentioning, in the top half of the eighth inning, my final broadcast as a member of a broadcast/media relations intern for the Visalia Rawhide. Give a little wave to the third base camera. We talked about how I reached out to Jill. She gave me the opportunity, and it's been the opportunity of a lifetime. One of the best summers I can remember. As just anything ranging from Rawhide Roundup before the cowbell or even just being on the road, even the road trips going out to Rancho and Modesto has been an amazing time hanging out with not only just this team, but hanging out with Jill and getting to know and getting to learn some of the things on what it's like to be in the day of the life of a minor league broadcaster. But time to go. Growing up, since I've been probably about like 5 years old, pitch misses upstairs for ball one. I'd play on the Xbox, the Wii, and I would just call the games, whether it was NBA 2K, MLB The Show, NHL. I mean, any of those games I would be calling in my own room. Swing and a miss. The count goes to 1-1. So with that little bit of experience I could say I had in my bedroom, I brought it up to my teacher, said, what are the possibilities of doing a audio-only broadcast on YouTube Live? It got approved, and I ended up doing it. Early swings and misses on the pitch, and the count goes 1-2. So I ended up doing my first ever radio broadcast. on YouTube Live. I believe it was mid-December of 2019. It was a pretty rough one, but it made it through. And the girls' basketball team liked it. Boys' basketball team liked it also. And I started doing it. I got to call their first playoff appearance in 4 years at Clemens. And ultimately got two playoff games under my belt. Swing and a miss for Jack Hurley. And we will continue the story as we head in to the final inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We head to the top of the night. The Ports lead over the Oaks 12-4. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
The first annual food and music festival is coming your way, baby Bubba. Saturday, September 30th. Rawhide Valley Strong Ballpark. Yep, it's that big. We're taking over the baseball stadium with a variety of music from old school, country, funk, oldies, classic rock, pop, alternative, and, of course, food from around the globe. Myself, Angel Baby, and my buddy Henry Lozano, who's going to have a good time bringing on stage Basmati, Calipas, the Tortilla Soup Band, J.J. Brown, Raquel Ramirez, the Watson Band, and from Three Old Music, Coda the Barber, Amora, and Miss Tara New, and everyone's favorite, Mr. Pepe Marquez. Bring the whole family out for some fun they've never experienced. This is an all-ages event, and kids 3 and under are free. There is no assigned seating, and tickets are available right now at Rawhide Stadium, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or online at rawhidebaseball.com. Angel Baby, I'll see you there.
Sure to check out the back of your ticket for a great deal like the one from Snack Bar and Grill. Get $5 off purchases of $30 or more, excluding alcohol. Snack Bar and Grill, located downtown Lysadia on Main Street.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark.
The Miami Shady Oaks now pitching number 12, Casual Smith. Top of the ninth inning, now battling with the Ports. Second baseman, Angel Arevalo.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Fourth arm used on the day for Visalia. Number 12, Caswell Smith, will arrive on the mound, and he will relieve the duties of Alfred Murillo, who goes two complete innings of work with one hit, no runs, and a walk. This one's fouled off to the left side as Angel Arevalo will lead things off for the Ports. And there we go, Arevalo, Salome, and LaBoy. Caswell Smith, the right-hander for Visalia, 6'3", 210 from Canton, Georgia. This one's hit through the middle of the infield out of the diving reach of Christopher Terrine. And a leadoff single here for Stockton. Arevalo reaches for the second time today.
First baseman, Derek Salome.
So on Caswell Smith's third pitch of the ballgame, sends it through the middle of the infield, and here comes Derek Salome to the plate here in the top of the ninth. Batting .221 with a home run and 22 RBIs. The only guy who's not reached in this ballgame. 0-4 on the day. However, with only one strikeout for Salome. 0-1, no outs. Ports lead over the Oaks 12-4. Pitch on the way. That one goes over the head of Salome. And jogging on over to second base on the wild pitch will be Arevalo. And a runner in scoring position for the Ports. So we've got everything set up here in the top of the ninth inning. We'll continue the story. So as I was mentioning, Shirts Clemens. And sure, it's Texas. So 2019 was when I started broadcasting. Got about 15 games under my belt calling boys and girls high school basketball. Hit over to Cabral on a line. Throw down a first in time. Throws over to Contasello. And that will be the first out of the inning. So Derek Salome sat down on a 5-3 ground out. Still yet to reach today. On a day where the offense has been rolling for the Ports. 12 runs on 15 hits with only one error. However, as we know, 2020, that's when COVID arrived, shut down my junior year of high school. And as a result, ended up going into that summer thinking I really enjoyed broadcasting. I wanted to continue doing that into the future. So going into Fall of my senior year of high school, 1-0 pitch on the way to Smith from Smith. Goes in there for strike one on the check swing, 1-1-1 away. The athletic director for my school district, he ended up getting in contact with me about potentially calling volleyball, especially with limited capacity. 25% was the amount that Clemens was allowing for with the limited capacity going into the fall semester. And truthfully being honest, I hadn't really watched any volleyball prior to that, but there were a couple people that were in my classes, and I asked them all the rules, all the way that volleyball worked, and I ended up learning the game in the first 2 weeks before school started and ended up calling that broadcast, and I ended up getting video for that semester. So on the Clemens Broadcasting Network on my YouTube channel, JG Productions, I ended up starting the spring semester calling volleyball. I called all home matches, and from that point on, the rest of the sports around Shirts Clemens, they wanted their sports called. So during my time at Clemens, I called volleyball, boys and girls basketball, pitch on the way, ground to the right side. That one's fair. Costello grabbed it himself, stepped on first, advances the runner over to third. And the G3 unassisted will bring up Henry Bolte to the plate.
Now, Valley right fielder Henry
So
Bolte.
Volleyball, boys and girls basketball, baseball, softball, boys and girls soccer. We look at the numbers real quick for Caswell Smith. 0-1 with a 6.23 ERA, 17 strikeouts, 8 walks for the Oaks right-hander. His first pitch on the way to Bolte, and that one clips the outside corner for strike one. The final sports in that, baseball, softball, and then the interesting ones, bowling and wrestling. I called the 2021 Texas High School State Bowling Singles and Team State Championships. On the ground, a short throw down to first in time. We'll finish up the story as we head to the bottom half of the frame in Visalia. Ports lead over the Oaks 12-4. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
To help to learn more about new water use restrictions and conservation programs, visit calwater.com. Duncan Fortson now pitching. Number 39, Junior Torres. Left hand to the bottom of the ninth inning and heading to the plate for the Visalia Oaks. Shortstop, Christopher Terrain.
Final chance for the Oaks here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Christopher Terrain will lead things off. Terrain will be followed by Kevin Sim and Gavin Logan with a new arm on the mound for the Ports Junior Tour. Torino watched the first pitch go in there for ball number one. Finish up the story real quick. So going into my senior year of high school, I reached out to different universities that had possible broadcasting opportunities. At the time, my older brother, Alex, he was going into his junior year of college, and I went up there and I got to do a campus tour of Texas State University. Really, really like Texas State. Talk about that river. That river's really nice. 2-0 pitch on the way. Swung on a miss, and the count goes 2-1. and I found a radio station called KTSW 89.9. And we have our sports department there where we call Texas State women's basketball, volleyball, women's soccer, some baseball, and some softball. And I love the opportunity, love some of the professors that were teaching mass communications at Texas State, and I took advantage of the opportunity, and that's where I ended up going my freshman year of college. Ended up staying with my brother my freshman year of college, and probably my best year of college, to be honest. It was a great experience, and the professors and everybody has been great at Texas State University. So that's about my broadcasting history. 3.5 years so far up to this date, over 125 games, 9 different sports called, currently in the works of calling Texas State club hockey this semester. I also have called Texas State women's tennis this past semester. Got 2 matches called for individual women's tennis against Texas State and Marshall, and Texas State and James Madison. Pitch on the way for Kevin Sim. Fouled off to the right out of play. Christopher Terrain reached off a walk, so he's a runner on first to lead things off here in the inning. So that's all about me in broadcasting. Cannot wait to see what the future holds and where things will go into the future, but cannot thank enough to the Rawhide family, the entire Rawhide front office, Sam Siegel, the whole Siegel family for giving me a chance here, Julian Rifkin as well, Mike Candela, everybody who's been a part of this journey to help me get to where I am. And probably the biggest shout out of them all, Jill Guerin, for rolling the dice and allowing me to come out here to California, because without that opportunity, probably still be back in San Marcos. And Visalia has been an amazing adventure, and as I said, looking forward to seeing what the future has. And I've enjoyed over the 30 games that I've covered here for the Rawhide, enjoyed meeting the players. A big shout out to everybody in the press box, JT, for keeping us on the air, getting all the cool different shots, especially being able to tell the history of the Visalia Oaks through this weekend, and just all the different fun laughs and everything that we've shared with the entire Rawhide front staff. So Rawhide faithful, thank you for everything, and thank you for the opportunity to come here. It has definitely been a blessing and has helped me build on to my broadcasting journey. And hope to see what this Rawhide team does here in this final second half of the year as I wave one more time here to the camera down the third base line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cannot thank anybody more than that. So we'll close out this ball game here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gavin Logan will bat here against Junior Tour as mound visit comes to a conclusion. Once again, all mound visits brought to you by the Shawn Team. The Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Ports lead over the Oaks 12-4. 15 hits compared to the Oaks 11. Rawhide 6 errors compared to the Ports 1. Visalia has runners on second with Christopher Terrain and Kevin Sim at first. Logan takes out inside, nearly pulled the trigger, but does not go around on that one. And the count goes 2 balls and no strikes. Also, a big shout out to my family as well. My mom came all the way with me on the 2-day venture from San Antonio down here to California. We stopped in Phoenix on the way and got a chance to watch the Diamondbacks play the San Francisco Giants in a game where Arizona won in that early start of the year, where Arizona was on a tear to begin things. And my dad, who's been down here for the weekend, got a chance to honor him yesterday for our salute service on our All-American Saturday. Gavin Logan swings and misses on that one. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Probably one of my top 3 experiences on broadcasting, getting a chance to honor him here at Valley Strong Ballpark last night. But he'll be joining me on the venture back east as we go back to the Lone Star State in Texas. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no out. Gavin Logan at the plate, bats from the left side. Not a very big lead for Christopher Terrain at second. 2-2 pitch, swung on a miss, and Gavin Logan will be sat down swinging for the third time today. First out of the inning.
Right fielder, Johan Benitez.
So here comes Johan Benitez to the plate. Rawhide trailing this one down by 8 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Benitez bats from the left side. Has yet to get a hit in this ball game, and he swings and he fouls that one off of his own ankle. And he goes down to an E. See Junior Torre on the mound here, just trying to close this ball game out here on this Sunday afternoon before the Oaks leave Visalia on this Sunday afternoon. 0-1, one away. Junior Torre will have the upcoming pitch in just a moment. Holds at the belt, the delivery on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number 2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. And Stockton just 2 outs away from capturing their 37th win in 2023 on the 102nd game of the season. Pitch on the way, and that one misses in the dirt for ball 1. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 1 away. Johan Benitez continues to bat from the left side at 230, 2 home runs, 9 RBIs. Benitez was one of the best guys in the month of July. He got off to a red-hot start just before the All-Star break. He led the Rawhide in hits, also top 3 in extra base hits. 1-2 pitch on the way to Benitez, and this one is driven into left field, but it's playable. Pasone's underneath that one, and he makes the grab 3 feet in front of the warning track for out number 2. Doreen and Sim will go back to their respective spots on first and second, and 2 down here in the bottom of the ninth. Rawhide down to their final out here with Gavin Contasello stepping up to the plate. Gavin with an RBI single back in the 7th inning. One of 2 hits for himself here in this ball game. Gavin 2-for-4 on the day with a double in the 3rd, single in the 7th. The delivery on the way, and that one misses downstairs for ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Gavin looking to get back to 200. Slowly but surely, the pitch on the way clips the outside edge. Strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 away. Stockton on top, 12-4. Junior Torre trying to close out this ball game without allowing a run in the 9th. 1-1 pitch on the way. Misses high and outside for ball 2. 2 balls and a strike with 2 away. Kenny Castillo waits on deck, hoping to have another chance to keep this ball game extended. 2-1, 2 away. The delivery on the way from Tour swung on, and that one's fouled off the body of Franco, and he quickly goes down face first onto the deck. Can't tell where that one hit him, and once again for the second time today, athletic trainer Noah Huff is going to have to make his way out. Hopefully Franco's all right. See what happened there from the foul ball from Contasello, and it looked like it hit him just above the knee. Padding just barely stops above where that ball hit him in the thigh. Yeah, just in the exposed area. And now Franco trying to slowly get up to a knee. Gonna try to kind of limp this thing off and try to get to the end of this ball game as Gregorio Petit is also out there on the mound making sure that he's all right. Try to give him a free pitch here. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Looks like the athletic trainer here, Noah Huff, will get the glove back here. Carlos Franco will get down in a crouch, just test that he's all right. And he appears to be all right here. Gavin Contasello, probably not the most ideal position to get a stoppage in play. And Franco now will get a sip of water here from one of the bat boys, and we're ready to go once again. Contasello will get ready, step back in the batter's box here. Franco, second year being pro, comes in from Ciudad Bolivar, Venezuela. One of 2 Venezuelan catchers here on this Ports team. 2-2 pitch loading. Here we go. Junior Torre stares down Gavin Contasello. Stockton trying to capture their second win of the series. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one's bouncing the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And runners will be in motion on the upcoming pitch from Torre. Gavin just trying to extend this ball game, maybe add on another run here on the board. Visalia riding a 4-game winning streak, looking to make it 5, but they have some work to do. Full count, 2 away. Runners on first and second. Runners will be in motion. Torrine will be the first. Payoff pitch on the way from Tour. That one misses the dirt. Ball 4. Kevin Sim kind of held in place for a moment. And that will load the bases and bring up the extra base hit guy, Kenny Castillo, to the plate.
The catcher, Kenny Castillo.
Bases loaded two-way. Kenny Castillo, who started the series on a two-game extra base hit streak, including a triple earlier this series. A ball that ended up landing in the corner. Two-way, first pitch swinging for Castillo, and he's behind in the count 0-1. Tureen at third, Sim at second, Contasello at first. Riquelman Cabral awaits on deck, a guy who's got two hits in the ballgame. Castillo 0-for-4 on the day, including two flyouts and a strikeout. A one delivery on the way to Castillo, swings and misses on elevated fastball, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Visalia down to their final strike once again. Back-to-back batters where this has been the situation. No balls, two strikes, two away. The 0-2 delivery on the way, and that one misses just inside. Barely missed the head of Castillo, and he's able to get out of the way of that ball. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 count coming up. Tour holds at the belt. The delivery on the way. Swung on a miss. Strike three called. And that one will end the ball game. The Ports defeat the Oaks. Final score 12-4. Oaks 12 hits, 15 or 12 runs, 15 hits, one error compared to the Rawhide. Four runs, 11 hits, and six errors.
As a community.
And as a result, Stockton will take the series finale here in Visalia. And they will improve to 37-65. Meanwhile, the Rawhide will drop to 38-63. And they snap the four-game winning streak in the second half. Stockton improves to 12-24 in the second half. Meanwhile, Visalia falls to 15-21. So, once again, one big thank you to the Rawhide front office and everybody who's made this possible here in 2023. Wave to the camera one more time. With all the things that created Rawhide Roundup before the cowbell, I hope they've made it an enjoyable experience since arriving here in mid-May. And hope you've enjoyed the content. Hope you've enjoyed me being on the air for the middle innings and the few complete games that I've called when Joe Guerin has been out. So once again, big shout out to everybody. The Siegel family, Julian Rifkin, Mike Candela, Jill Guerin, and everybody who's made, who's been a part of this journey here in 2023. Final score here, the Ports defeat the Rawhide. Final score, 12-4. Ports 15 hits, 11 for the Rawhide. Six errors for Visalia, and one error for the Ports. So for one final time in 2023, I'm Joey Gonzalez. Have a great night, and go Rawhide.
Looking no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions.